Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
News today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're entering the 400th and first day of the return of the Trump administration. On the 400th day, he gave a powerful two-hour speech, and the Democrats played right into his hands to not stand for a murdered woman by some crazy man they let out 40-plus times, including attempted murders. Turned out the judge owned the rehab that she kept sending him to. I mean, you can't make this up. And the hateful looks on their faces, these are true villains, like Dick Dastardly. It's just amazing. And, oh, the U.S. hockey team, they wouldn't stand for them. They wouldn't stand when Trump says, stand if you believe that it's the government's job to take care of the citizens. Wouldn't stand. So I'll sit here all day and complain about Trump because he's, his administration's done a lot of things that are bad. But the Democrats are in a different universe. They are the scum of the scum of the scum. And when you study history, and you had longstanding corrupt tyrannies in place, they just get worse and worse. They just rot and rot and rot and rot. And it's no doubt the reform, not just here, but all over the world, is in populist traditionalism, conservatism, Christianity. That is the where you're seeing the Great Awakening. It's where you're seeing the great reforms. And the left itself, out of the French Revolution and the modern derivation, is a satanic religion. That's taught in mainline PhD-level history. So everybody's saying, why are they so satanic? It's created by Adam Weishaupt, the head of the Illuminati. It's real history. George Washington wrote about it. They captured their documents. The Illuminati created the French Revolution to counter ours. There's always a time of revolution during turnings. And 1776 was a major turning. 2026, you can mark it, is a mega massive turning. This is when the political, cultural, spiritual, economic, sociological planets align. And we are in that zone. Of course, no empire, no nation has ever survived more than 250 years. Never. And notice, we're headed up on 250. It's cycles. We think we act different than humans before us. We don't. We're just not as tough as they were, because they had to be tough. The only thing differential from us and our ancestors is that we're pussies. And it's just a fact. And everything that's archetypal and strong about us, the globalists want to attack and get rid of, because they don't want strong men to build good times. They want the end of history, as the UN and the Club of Rome and Obama call it. The end of cycles, total control. That's the Carnegie Endowment plan. And that's why we know their plan. So we have some of the amazing clips of Trump, the Democrats, committing political suicide on the stage, but for election fraud, but for their magic machines and dead people voting and illegals voting and the mail-in ballots. That's why they're so arrogant. And Ilhan Omar was so angry next to Tlaib that I swear I can see smoke coming out of her ears and a little red forked tail waving around angrily.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexshowstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexshowstore.com.
On the march. The empire is on the run. It's Alex Jones.
And InfoWars is not just still here, despite the Democrat Party in federal court filings a year ago admitting they spent $320+ million suing us, trying to shut us down with all their fake rigged trials and everything run by HBO. But we are stronger than ever, thanks to you, the viewers and listeners, as activists standing with us in the InfoWar. You're not just in the InfoWar, you are the InfoWar. So let that sink in when you look in the mirror. The entire globalist order is in shambles. They admit it's all falling apart. Their plan is to bring in total surveillance tyranny, world government, but that was already their plan. It is spectacular. So now they're just sabotaging infrastructure and human civilization and industrial society in a hope that we're so poor and starving and crime is so horrible with dumbed down populations that those of us that are able to think are be too busy defending ourselves and scrounging around for enough food to eat. That is their feudal lord answer, as all feudal lords have always sought to use poverty and crime and tyranny as the way to suppress populations. All right, unbelievable performance by Trump last night. And you really see illustrated the Democrats refusing to stand for the U.S. hockey team, refusing to stand for the parents of murdered folks in blue cities by criminals that have been released in one case 40 times with serious crimes of assault, attempted murder, Irina Zaruska. You had them refusing to stand that the government's main job is protecting its citizens. And to look at them, they look more angry than wet cats. 40-something Democrats did the show. And you look at Ilhan Omar, I mean, she is shouting, she is yelling. Remember decades ago, 15 years ago, when one State of the Union, a congressman said to Obama, "You lie." Remember he said, "Illegal aliens are not getting Obamacare, and illegal aliens are not voting." And he's like, "You lie." And they're like, "He needs to be arrested." Well, Trump didn't call for to be arrested. Al Green was holding up signs about the racist, evil white people. He kept yelling and screaming, so he got let out. And when you know about Ilhan Omar, it's incredible. I was talking to some military guys just this morning. They've been all over the world, special operations. And I was talking about Ilhan Omar, and they go, "We didn't know that." And I said, "Yeah, nobody really does. I've seen a few news programs that have done a half-decent job of it. I've talked to the Delta Force people that helped extract them in the early 90s. So I went and looked it up about 5 years ago. That's a whole deal. You know what? We're going to do the next week or so. I'm going to do it. I got to marker board, you know, white chalkboard out there. I'm going to go write, I do this all the time, a report I want to remember to get done. Just a 5-minute report on her. Because there's even newscasts back at the time. Her grandfather was basically the number two dictator under the dictator. Her dad was a top general. And they killed 250,000 people. And their family are famous slavers in the ruling class. And they had to be evacuated here by Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Barr, and Jeffrey Epstein ran the airline for the CIA in Ohio that did it. That's why the first big Somali community was in Ohio. There were basically no Somalis here. And her family are famous slavers. They're basically royalty. They committed mass genocide. The actual ruling class of Somalia says they're not black and it's very racist towards blacks, which black folks in America discover when they try to talk to Somalis. They're like, you're no one. I will not talk to you. They'll talk to white people, but still look down on whites, but they don't talk to blacks, okay? I mean, it's insane. She's the equivalent of a KKK Grand Dragon. But because she has brown skin, it's okay. I mean, it's just bonker town when you know this stuff. And the hate she's full of. Well, it's because she comes from a family that off and on for hundreds of years has ruled Mogadishu. They've never had a country. Every area has its own warlords that run it, but the most important is Mogadishu. And you have the daughter of warlord criminals, slave runners, pirate kings, lecturing us. God. I mean, I don't hate her because she's got brown skin. I hate her because she is a rat-like demonic pig who has total disdain for everyone. And everything she says about us is her. She is disgusting beyond belief. But can we just have her indicted? She's been caught stealing tens of millions on record. She goes into Congress with a couple $100s and is now worth $30 million. Her husband way above that. Giant scams, total money laundering, open and shut. Wineries making $6 million a year. No wine sold. Nothing happening. Scam, 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 scam. Fraud, 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 fraud. Stealing the money for the autistic kids. Stealing the money for the lunches for the kids. Stealing the money, stealing the money, stealing. And she's emblematic. And then refusing to stand for the hockey team and for people murdered by career criminals the Democrats let out and over again. I mean, it's cancer. You got to understand, when you're part of parasitic groups and they come in the color white, Adam Schiff, and they come in the color brown, AOC, and they come in Ilhan Omar, all these things. But the bottom line is they are globalist minions taught to hate the West and hate free countries because they're designed to overthrow it in the process while they rob the living hell out of it. They have boiling, white-hot hatred for all Americans who are patriots, who are Christians, who believe in America, who cheer the hockey team winning with an amazing last-second goal, after his teeth are knocked out. They absolutely hate this country. Whereas Michael Jordan celebrates the NASCAR win or celebrates the hockey team win. He's an American. I don't look at Michael Jordan and say, is he black or white? He's an American, a great example of an American. Excellence. Then you got Ilhan Omar. I don't see a black person. She's not black. I see a slave master piece of filth, a true Lex Luthor in the flesh, an enemy. It's that simple. All right. Then, we first started talking about this 2 days ago when the document got declassified. And then, we put an article out, a video yesterday that went viral. And I have gotten so many phone calls, so many emails, and it's all over the news now. The CIA, and the headlines aren't strong enough everywhere else. I'm not trying to differentiate. I just wish they were hardcore enough. But the Daily Mail and ABC News and all this, declassified CIA files revealed chilling blueprint to manipulate Americans' minds through covert drugging and vaccines. No. It's 10 times worse. They said, we're going to brain damage people. We're going to slowly kill them. And we're going to hit them with other chemicals and things that sterilize them. And we're going to make them full of anxiety and angry and put chemicals into the food and water that make people angry to commit higher crime to bring down civilization. That's the whole preface of this broadcast. But I didn't just read that in the CIA document. It's all over the Club of Rome. It's all over the UN. It's all over the WEF. I can pull you up hundreds of articles over the years. You know, we put fluoride in the water to lower fertility and lower your IQ. Yeah, we've actually secretly, covertly put lithium in the water to dumb you down. Yeah, no, we got Roundup authorized to, you know, give you cancer. And I keep telling you, it's on purpose, it's on purpose, it's on purpose, it's on purpose, it's premeditated. I mean, I rant about this premeditation. In fact, there's a promo McBreen cut a few months ago out of one of my rants called Premeditated. Find that one. I know I say in the rant premeditated, maybe the headline's it's on purpose, but you know this is my pet peeve with everybody. Trump, the Democrats are idiots. The left are morons in Europe. The left are crazy. They don't know what they're doing in Brazil or Venezuela. You got more gold and silver and everything than anybody in the world in Venezuela. Why are you so poor? You used to be the richest in the hemisphere. You know, it's on purpose. Communists, totalitarians, they make you poor to control you. Gosh, there have been studies for hundreds of years that fluoride lowers IQ and gives you cancer and actually makes your teeth more brittle and causes dental fluorosis. Why are they giving capsules of it to school kids at thousands of times a safe dose? Because you're getting soft kill lobotomies. And people used to hear me talk about this, even though I show the documents, they're like, this just can't be. It's just not true. Yeah, it is. And your denial about it is what allows these evil people to operate. So special report, the normies finally noticed the CIA murder machine. We had naval intelligence, army intelligence, other intelligence systems before the 47 National Security Act. But British OSS basically came through the CFR, this is all on record, and set up the CIA and put in all their people. And a year after it was set up, even Harry Truman, who was an establishment guy, said, oh, my God, they've taken over. It's a coup. We should never have done this. Kennedy said, you need to be torn into 1,000 pieces and thrown to the wind. The CIA with the National Security Act is the most powerful intelligence agency, and it works directly against the country. It's in Memorandum 200, 1973. Henry Kissinger, look it up. It's declassified. The cover sheets. He says, yeah, we're going to use toxic waste in the food supply to poison and depopulate everybody. I mean, I could go on for 50 hours. And Bill Gates' dad ran Planned Parenthood. His mother ran the IBM Eugenics Foundation. When Thomas Watson died, the most powerful eugenicist in world history, even above Francis Galton that created the modern movement in 1850, he pledged all his wealth and all of IBM for racial hygiene and the extermination of non-whites. But you're like, Bill Gates is liberal. Oh, liberal. Oh, liberal. The people who really want to kill you act like they're your friends. They're not. While they weaponize the non-whites against what's left of the whites. Because at the end of the day, the eugenics, they want to get everybody. They sell it to whites to be racist, to set up the extermination systems with the covert elites at the next to highest levels, believing they're building this world where there's, when you hear, oh, we want 90% world population reduction, back when they came up with that number, whites were 10% of the world population, now we're 7%. So see, when all these scientists are being read in going, well, we're going to reduce world population down 10%, that's what they're talking about. And then after Hitler, they went, this is all on the record, they went, and Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, the head of UNESCO at the UN, said, well, we're not going to go with just keep the whites now. We're going to go off IQ. So there'll be some Chinese, some Indians, some Asians, some Persians, some Arabs, you know, Jews, some Latin Americans, you know, but you will be tested. That's a Bertrand Russell plan. And if your IQ is below a certain point, we're going to kill you with diet, injections, and injunctions. That's a quote. And the rebellion against us doing this to you will be as futile as sheep rebelling against the eating of mutton. Mutton is sheep. Russell, who they hail as the greatest liberal ever, won like Nobel Prizes, said as soon as they had the atomic bomb, we need to drop it on all the major cities of the West and the East and go ahead and depopulate everybody. Because he said there's too much technology, it'll get out of hand, we have to go back to a feudal system where we have reservations of high-tech systems for us. Everybody else lives outside these tiny high-tech cities, kind of like a zoo or a national park, and we keep the rest of humans basically in a dark age level, and then we have tiny high-tech reservations where we fly above them in our sky planes. And then you notice they made Things to Come. H.G. Wells wrote a book, and they made a movie out of it. Came out in the 30s. Very high budget. Even it's well done even today with the special effects. And then he also said that was the plan. So see, when I tell you that they're putting thousands of chemicals in the food and water to literally, with a cocktail, poison you, dumb you down, give you cancer, give you infertility, it's from them. And here it is. And even the headlines, the corporate media finally picked it up. It's like, oh, to control you, they wanted to poison you. No, they say in here what they're going to do. And this is Operation Artichoke that then ties into MK Ultra, MK Naomi. And this is official U.S. government policy by 1957. Eisenhower learns about it, tries to dismantle it, couldn't. Gave an emergency speech at the end, saying the number one danger is the technological elite in control of the science and planning and universities and engineering and the military. So he says, beware the technocrats, they're in charge, and beware the military-industrial complex. The left always just gives the military-industrial complex. Quote, go listen or go watch the 21-minute speech, Eisenhower's farewell address. Okay, I know I harp on it because we're going back to the basics here, okay? That's why I'm in the Rockefeller Foundation documents. That's why I'm in Crossfire Hurricane. That's why I'm in Arctic Frost. That's why I'm in every big globalist think tank attack. 15 years ago, I was in official NATO documents public saying we've got to get WikiLeaks and we got to get Alex Jones. They know who's wrecking their ass. And it's not about me taking credit. You need to know what you've done supporting me and my guests and crew and everything we've done together. Because it shows they're not that powerful. If little old Alex Jones and Julian Assange could give them a real run for their money and clobber their ass. People say, well, why don't they just kill you? They talk about that, not my name in particular. They say, we don't want to turn people into martyrs. We just shut them down, silence them, then create a straw man of who they are and use the image of them to actually hurt humanity. Then they put you in prison and kill you. Once they've taken you off the air, that's why I'm literally fighting for my life to stay on air. But I've already covered up one side and down the other, basically every angle of all their different operations. And if you just listen to me and write it down and save the information, it becomes more powerful into the future, not less. Now, I'm done ranting about that, but that's coming up. And big guest and more. But how massive is that? I thought we should read to see it. You know, like 20 pages. You read a few pages. Because I already told you what it said. You can go to X and read it. You can go to InfoWars and read it. Go read it. You'll be like, my God, this is word for what Alex Jones said. Because they put it out in a master document, and then they break it up, and then filter it, and then water it down, and then put it everywhere else. I've read all of this in the CIA document probably 3,000 or 4,000 times other places from them. I mean, I'm standing at Barnes & Noble's. I'm at the grocery store. I'm in the airport, and there's constant books and magazines. Humans are bad. Looking forward to the end of humans, the beauty of the end of the human species. And then the head of the UT biology department, I want to kill everyone. We criticize him. His former students, you find out working bioweapons, are attacking me in op-eds. The humans are a disease. Dr. Pianca says only kill 90%. He's wrong. Kill all humans. And it's in the newspaper with the woman's picture. If you look her up, she runs bioweapon operation. 12 monkeys. I can go on and on and on. I am a natalist, meaning I am pro-family. I am pro-human. I am team humanity. And that's why they have all the corporate media doing, well, we can't attack him from the establishment view. We're discredited. So we'll say Jones is a little opposition. We'll say Jones is secretly bad. Oh, he woke everybody up. Well, now let's say he's one of us. That doesn't work either, except on low IQ people, people you pay to do it. Yeah, that's why I'm in 50-something times in the Epstein files how horrible I am and how they want to shut me down. Yeah, that's why all the big deep state groups sue me. Yeah, that's why I just got subpoenaed from the Senate about the subpoenas of Jack Smith and my phone records and all that and a criminal investigation of him. Well, they want me to testify to Congress. Yeah, I got arrows sticking all out of me. And I had to sit here and explain to some low IQ people, by talking to the general audience, that, yeah, I'm not just on your team. If you got a point at anybody in the modern era, I created the team. Elon Musk has said that on air. I created the modern team. Yeah, I'm not just on your team. I'm not just the coach of the team. I created the team. And it isn't about bragging. The enemy recognizes it. The enemy knows who's got their number. And if I can just get everybody to go read the documents and admissions and understand how bad it is, it's game over. My safety depends on this being decompartmentalized. I want to be obsolete, and I'm getting close. That's when I'm safe. That's when you're safe. We're all in this together. So, I'm going to go to break and back with all these incredible Trump clips. But let me say this right now. We have fabulous products that are incredible that will change your life. Just like our information is game-changing, the products are. Our methylene blue is the best. Our ultramethylene red is proprietary, stacks with it. It works great separately from it. It is incredible. Our energy shots are all natural and amazing. All of the products are bovine colostrum, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss. Don't know what these are? Look them up. They're incredible. We got the best. And we've got store-wide sales of 25 to 50% off on select products. Everything's at least 25% off right now. You can buy Ultra Methylene Blue for 25% off and get Ultra Methylene Red, despite the fact it's selling out, for 50% off. I'm not going to spend an hour telling you what Methylene Red is. Go look up each ingredient and know it's the very best of that type of ingredient. It's not synthetic. It's the real stuff. It's the lab stuff. It will blow you away. The Ultra Methylene Red bottle is the same price as Ultra Methylene Blue. Well, right now it's less. It's half off. Why is the bottle twice as big? To deliver all that's in it, it has to be twice as big. Methylene Blue is so concentrated and so strong. You've heard Kennedy talk about Methylene Blue. We have the best. Case point example. My medical doctor 7 years ago that owns wellness clinics around the state said, multiple states, said you need to get on Methylene Blue. He doesn't sell it. He says, just get anything that's USP grade. I bought it. Didn't really feel it. My wife liked it. Tried 6 or 7 brands. I never really took it on a regular basis. I took ours a year ago, or less than a year ago when it first came out, just thinking, oh, let me try it before I, you know. And because it was just as good as they recommend. I say, okay, they say it's good for you. Give you some energy. You want methylene blue? Here it is. I was like, in 15 minutes. Electricity shooting through me, everything. Now, that's the first few times you take it, but instant energy, the 15 to 30 minutes. I've given it to over 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it. That means your mitochondria is operating basically 100%. It skips the oxidation process. Again, this is incredible, folks. This is as close as you're going to get to Fountain of Youth. Long-term effects are even better for workouts, stamina, libido. I got more kick in my libido. And I'm taking other great supplements, so it's a cocktail. But I got more horsepower in the libido department and performance department than I was 16 years old, okay? Telling you, you want methylene blue, you want methylene red. And that sale's going right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Wide selection of Patriot apparel and so much more. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back as you're underwriting everything we're doing.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the hundreds and hundreds of resignations in the U.S., the U.K., and Europe. And they're all of leftists. They're all of globalists. They're all neoliberals. Larry Summers just resigned from Harvard over all his massive ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, and remember Bill Gates said he wasn't having sex with Russian hookers, even though it's in the emails, and he didn't get a disease and thought he gave it to his wife and secretly tried to drug her. Well, now he admits to it. Bill Gates admits he had affairs with two Russian women, apologizes to staff over Jeffrey Epstein's ties. Now they've learned a sex dungeon lair in Paris with all sorts of incredible images out of it, where women report they've been tortured. There's now a big criminal investigation. French justice opens Epstein-linked investigation against former culture minister. And we've got all the new emails people are finding about torturing people. You know, I notice everybody's focusing on what does beef jerky mean? We're walking up the beef jerky. And what does grape soda and cheese pizza mean? Obviously, it's in the FBI code. It's underage. It's pedophilia. It's We have hundreds and hundreds of emails about the sex slaves are being delivered. The sex ops are being delivered. I just tortured that woman. I just tortured that girl. Oh, yeah, I picked this waif up when she was 12. You know, she works for me 10 years later. I mean, it's cut and dry. There's been big developments with Massey saying they put up a bunch of documents and now pulled them. And, yeah, as great as a lot of stuff Trump's doing, why the hell is the DOJ protecting the establishment? Well, I think you have your answer, the CIA, Mossad, all of it. It's terrible. Now, let's get to the State of the Union here, because we got guests coming up and a bunch of other news and angles, and I want to get into the CIA documents and more. Man, Joe Rogan. I told you about 5 years ago he really super woke up and was going to, but now he's totally awake. He had Roger Avery, the great director and writer, on explaining how the satanic networks work. It's word for what I've told you, because it's in the in their manuals and, you know, black magic books going back to Egypt and King Solomon after that. The global elites are vampires. And then in a 10-minute clip, it's just all there. I mean, see, everybody's Alex Jones now. There's no way they put the genie back in the bottle, the toothpaste back in the tube. And anyone trying to suppress this stuff is just self-immolating themselves. And I understand it's dangerous to, you know, when the WikiLeaks got released, most people were scared to put out the stuff we put out. We got the credit from the bad guys for, and Drudge linked to us back then, what a hero. We got like 100 million views on one article with Abrina Abramovich. And, John Podesta were delivering the little girls, 7, 8, and 11 for your pleasure in the hot tub at the secret wooded location, sir, at the cabin. They're well trained. Remember, they are children. And his assistants running rent a child websites publicly. Hey, rent kids for your party. Here's a bunch of them. I mean, they don't even hide it. And Vanessa's brother, Tony, the biggest lobbyist in D.C. at the time, with a magazine, you know, they would put in the huge magazine, a couple hundred pages, that they would put in the Washington Post. Remember the old days, newspapers were giant, the Sunday edition, they'd have a couple magazines in them. And it's all about pedophilia and how great it is, and photos of little kids being tortured. And it's paintings of them, but it's lifelike. And him smiling on the cover. Dangerous art. But everybody loves codes. So everyone's obsessing on grape soda and cheese pizza. There's even more emails just saying the sex slaves have been delivered. And yeah, we had to cut up the jerky. They're mad that it wasn't alive. You have billionaires that are blacked out complaining, hey, we came to the island for fresh, live beef jerky. They're like, well, listen, the assistants are down there chopping it up, and we've got it in the freezers. Here's a photo of it, and we're going to mail it. And as you can see, it's a torso. Showed you that last week. And it's a little torso. It's like maybe a 10-year-old. Yeah, you're like, how can it be? The CIA is declassified in the food, in the water, in the shots, giving you chemicals, and this is in the 50s, to lower your IQ and sterilize you and give you cancer. They have, for at least 40 years, viruses they can add to, quote, vaccines that will go and eat your cerebral cortex and kill you if they want, or lobotomize you, or only hit certain areas. Remember, Epstein's always talking about the emails, I want a shot that gets rid of people's morals. It attacks certain areas in the brain associated with the conscience. Yeah. Oh, we've delivered the frozen food, the human meat. Mark Floyd is finances, he's paying for it. Lyndon Lee is many, some codes. Hyatt is sex slave. Other information blacked out, sent from BlackBerry, from Jeffrey Epstein, too. We don't know. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. And descriptions of things that are in FBI files from victims that survived that match it perfectly. Strangling young women to death at Zorro Ranch. sucking all their juices out at the laboratory to inject into their veins, and then burying the husk in the woods. On and on and on and on and on. All right, I'm going to stop and get back to the State of the Union. And the Democrats is smoldering, burning with, hey, please stand for the hockey team. No. Yeah. How dare America win the gold medal? Just you fur this country. Take a knee during the national anthem. America's a tyranny, needs to be destroyed. The majority of Democrats hate America. I've been going to their events and stuff for 35 years. Been on air 32 in April. Be our anniversary of that. And I started to notice about 10 years ago, got really bad, where I'd go to a mainline Democrat event. You wear an American flag shirt or somebody would stand up and say something about America, they would all just go, oh, oh. They blocked off a big piece of downtown like 8 years ago. You look it up in the news, you see the videos we posted them. And it was called the Fake News of Donald Trump and Alex Jones, a city event, as part of the book festival or whatever. So they got a whole bunch of city blocks blocked off on Congress. I go to it. They try to have security say, you're not allowed in here. It's free. It's a city street. I stand up to them on camera. It's up under a tent. I go in. It's all on video. And the whole event's about me and Trump. They're up there talking about us. So I finally interrupt and say, you guys hate America. They go, yeah, we do. And then a guy runs up and says, I want children and you're not going to stop me getting them, and starts licking my face. Do you know how to find that? I think Derek shot the video. Who was that was here then? Some of the crew in there shot the video. I remember this. Folks, you know I don't just tell you stuff. I have this, okay? So a guy comes up and starts humping at me going, I want the children. You won't stop the children. I mean, just these are demons, folks, okay? So what I'm saying is go to a Democrat event. Go to the mainline ones. Even 10 years ago, they'd be trying to pass bills to ban abortion in the Texas Capitol, and like spontaneously, 1,000 women would show up, most of them in pantsuits, 20 years old, 80 years old, and they would just start going, Hail Satan, and sticking their tongues out and making demonic faces and screaming, Satan, Satan, Satan. We have that on video. I mean, it's not like you got to look around for a four-leaf clover to find one of them worshiping Satan. Go to a Democrat event. When I went to D.C. to talk to Ed Martin 5-6 months ago, whatever it was, I was in first class next to this rich Democrat lady, and she was an attractive middle-aged woman, and I'm sitting there, and she knew who I was, and about halfway through the flight, she looks over and she goes, what's wrong with Satan? I love Satan. And if you want to have any fun with Satan, here's my phone number. And then when I was going out to get on the shuttle to go get a rent car, she was following me out. These people are wild, folks. They're absolutely out of their bunkers. I mean, they have no inhibition of anything except you got to follow all their rules and you got to bow to them. So they can do whatever they want, but you got to bow to them. And I'm sitting on the airplane talking to this lady. And she just looks over and goes, ah, I love Satan. What's wrong with Satan? Satan's a lot of fun, Alex. And if you want to have a little fun with Satan, here's my card. And I'm not going to tell you the rest of it. You would believe it, but it's just, it's over the top. She has an iPad. And now I'm sitting there, half of the flight. And there's a woman right here. And she goes, you like my kids? Aren't they handsome and pretty? And she pulls up a shot, and it's a like looks like about a 12-year-old boy, about an 8-year-old girl, sitting there on a bed provocatively. Not overly provocative, but the boy's like, it's a sexual pose. And she looks at me, and I'm just like, oh, my God. I just go, okay, nice to talk to you. Then she follows me through the airport. These people cannot control themselves. They are turned over to it. See, the problem with populist Christians and conservatives is you hide out in the countryside, you hide out at your house, you got a few neighbors that are like you. You're hiding. You don't know. Go out. And no, they're coming for your kids. They're coming for you. All right, here's Trump on the 250th anniversary. Let's get in the meat and potatoes now. I'm going to shut up, stop preaching. Here's Trump on the 250th anniversary coming up. Very important. Here it is.
Less than 5 months from now, our country will celebrate an epic milestone in American history, the 250th anniversary of our glorious American independence. This July 4th, we will mark 2.5 centuries of liberty and triumph, progress and freedom in the most incredible and exceptional nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And you've seen nothing yet. We're going to do better and better and better. This is the golden age of America.
All right, so let's get to the America hating by the Democrats. Here's Trump: Democrats, you should be ashamed of yourselves. He said this multiple times when they wouldn't stand for the hockey team, when they wouldn't say the U.S. government's main job is protecting its citizens, when they talked about murder victims in blue cities, when people let out 40 times with violent crimes, who murdered, you know, poor Irina Zarudska. Go ahead and play the clip of Trump saying you should be ashamed of yourselves.
You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself.
And look at it
that
on Omar's face.
I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens. In many cases, drug lords, murderers all over our country, they're blocking the removal of these people out of our country. And you should be ashamed of yourself. Most importantly, I'm asking you to approve the Save America Act.
All right, here's Trump. Stand if you agree that the first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens. And watch the Democrats for 3+ minutes stay seated. Here it is.
So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
Sitting down. No, they hate the American people because it's the idea of freedom. Not that we're perfect, because we had so much freedom, the evil came and took us over. That's how it works. It's a paradox. There they are, refusing to stand up. Now, remember Irina Zarudska last year got stabbed to death by a psychotic, crazy person who'd been in at least 40 arrests, over 10 of them for violent crimes, assaults, attempted murders, and it turned out the judge that kept letting him out owns, with her wife, the halfway house rehabilitation center that makes money off of this. And so here's the parents over here from Ukraine, and they won't even stand for them and for the murdered woman. Here's the clip.
Arrested over a dozen times and was released through no cash bail, stood up and viciously slashed a knife through her neck and body. No one will ever forget. There were people on that train. No one will ever forget the expression of terror on Irina's face as she looked up at her attacker in the last seconds of her life. She died instantly. She had escaped a brutal war only to be slain by a hardened criminal, set free to kill in America, came in through open borders. Mrs. Zaretska, tonight I promise you we will ensure justice for your magnificent daughter, Irina.
Classless Democrats refuse to stand up. I mean, it's beyond classless. But they know releasing criminals is part of their weapon system.
How do you not stand? How do you not stand? I'm asking this Congress to...
So, there you go, folks. Now, there are videos, and it happens, of mentally ill white people killing black people. We say it's terrible. We say they should be locked up. But Black Lives Matter and the left defended that. Everybody just watches her bleed to death. So that's the culture they put. She was a big, big liberal, by the way, Black Lives Matter supporter, everything, when she saw what happened. Now here's Trump on the U.S. hockey team. 48 years later, exact replay of what happened. Overtime victory, teeth knocked out. Still wins. Cinderella story. And here comes the hockey team, and the Democrats won't stand for it. Folks, they are your enemy. And we're fair. We're not, we'll expose the baddest in the Republican Party. We're trying to reform it. It's our beachhead. And we've done a good job. We've gotten 80% control of it. And we're going to clean house the rest of the way. Herbert Walker Bush says they're about to take it back over. No, you're not. But we know the Democrats are done. They're pure evil. So when we criticize Trump all day, that's getting them back on track. But there's no debate about the midterms. There are a lot of great candidates. You got to vote Republican, and each election forward is the most important ever. This country's fighting for its life. Here's the hockey team coming in, and it goes on for like 6 minutes. They would never stand. Trump's like, what are you doing? Stand for the Olympics. Stand for our team. They're not on Team America. They're on Team Satan, Team Pedophile. They're the party of pedophiles. They're the party of pedos. And by Trump's DOJ not doing their job, it gives them the high ground? Bullcrap. Here's a clip.
Here with us tonight is a group of winners who just made the entire nation proud. The men's gold medal Olympic hockey team. Come on in.
This just goes on and on with the Democrats refusing to stand. And the camera people are embarrassed. You know, they're not even being political. They just mainly show people standing up. Then they cut over the Democrats. Nobody's standing. Truly sickening. It's all done on purpose. They're robbing you blind. They want you dumb and poisoned.
That's the first time I've ever seen them get up. And actually, not all of them did get up.
Yeah, most of them didn't.
Like, they beat a fantastic Canadian team in overtime, as everybody saw, as did the American women who will soon be coming to the White House.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I got a bunch more clips where he announces anti-corruption task force led by J.D. Vance, exposes the Somali pirates here within the country. Ilhan Omar throwing huge fits. There's so much more coming up. The CIA declassification, how they poison the food, the water, the shots, everything to slowly kill you and your family. It's all coming up. And none of the globalists will politically survive this. People can say, oh, it's not instantly happening. More's happening in a month than used to happen in 10 years. They're done. They admit at their big globalist conferences, both public and private, it leaks, that they're screwed. They don't know what to do. Well, I told those that haven't committed crimes against children, you can come join us and tell us where the bodies are buried, and we'll give you pardons, basically. But so many of them are so committed to evil, they've already gone so far down the rat hole, they're not going to do it. Hour number 2, 3, and 4, massive transmission, your phone calls, special guests, Brett Pike and others. Brett Pike's such a smart guy. Some of his special reports we're going to be getting to as well. But remember, your word of mouth is king. On the local radio station you're listening to, local TV, your cable station we're on. That's precious. Tell everybody you know about it. And also tell them about, hey, Infowars.com/show, band.video. That could get shut down. So tell them about Real Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble. We're banned everywhere else. Share those feeds as a revolutionary act and get some T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own that, so they're able to shut us down. That's our sponsor for the Alex Jones Network into the future. And we got a big deal right now, 25% off an ultramethylene blue. If you haven't tried it, you're insane. You get ultramethylene red for 50% off when you get methylene blue. It's 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action. That sale's going to end soon. And ultramethylene red is selling out quickly. That sale's probably going to end in about 2 days. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
InfoWars has been shouting from the rooftops for three decades that there is a war for your mind.
This is America. MSNBC, the answer to protect America? What's their answer? Domestic CIA. Wake up, ladies and gentlemen. I could go for 100 hours here and not cover it all.
That wasn't merely excellent branding. As it is 2026 and the normies are finally listening, a chilling CIA document just dropped into the public eye, exposing the agency's twisted blueprint for total mind control through covert drugging ops.
A few days ago, the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, took millions of CIA files that were declassified over a decade ago, but never digitized, never put out to the public, so just the National Archives and released them. Total vindication, everything I'm talking about. These people are psychotic demons. They're at war with humanity. They're at war with free will.
Project Artichoke from 1951 to 1956. The Cold War nightmare where CIA spooks hunted for ways to chemically hijack human behavior, force confessions, and bend the human will without a trace.
In 1953, while attending a CIA retreat, a scientist working for the agency drank a cocktail that had been spiked with LSD. His name was Frank Olson. A few days later, on November 28, 1953, Olson allegedly committed suicide by falling from the window of a New York City hotel room. 41 years after his death in 1994, Frank Olson's family decided to have a second autopsy performed. A forensics team discovered injuries on the body that were most likely caused before the fall. Following lengthy legal proceedings, Olson's family was awarded a $750,000 settlement and a personal apology from President Gerald Ford and the then CIA Director William Colby, and the person named for administering the LSD to Frank Olson was none other than Sidney Gottlieb, by this time known as the Black Sorcerer and Dirty Trickster.
They wanted substances that could be slipped into food, water, booze, cigarettes, vaccinations, and injections to dose entire populations undetected, creating long-term psychological torment like crippling anxiety, deep depression, hopelessness, or outright agitation.
There is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny.
Artichoke pushed hypnosis, sensory deprivation, gases, aerosols, oxygen deprivation, and every psychological trick in the book to break minds and compel people to act against their own volition, potentially even committing crimes while staying blissfully unaware.
You know, what the CIA really dreamed of was sort of like a drug you could give to someone, get them to commit all sorts of unspeakable acts, and they wake up the next day and they don't remember what they've done.
The American Intelligence Agency had paid for a series of brainwashing experiments under a project codenamed MKUltra. The tests were conducted in secret in the United States and in Canada at a mental hospital attached to McGill University. Experimental drugs, including LSD, were administered to human guinea pigs.
Regardless of the catch-all go-to conspiracy theorist moniker to explain away the possibility of this recent culture of mass shooters being connected to the CIA's MKUltra program, it is obvious that the guns cannot murder anyone without a psychotic madman behind the trigger. So one cannot help but look to a possible motive. And every time these possible MKUltra tied shooters point the narrative towards themselves, it distracts from the government's corruption.
The United States government has perfected a technological capability. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. There would be no place to hide. The technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny.
This resurfaced declassified file from 1983, now going viral, proves the deep state's obsession with controlling thought and behavior never stopped. It just evolved exponentially. From Artichoke's covert labs to MKUltra's university and prison sub-projects, the propagandized hypnosis, to the chemtrails and mandatory vaccinations, to the fluoride in your water, the legacy is clear. They treated the human mind as a battle.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it. The health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Really powerful things Trump said last night that are true. And he's also now set up this task force for J.D. Vance to go after Democrat Party corruption, particularly in California, that makes Minnesota and Illinois and other New York look tame in comparison. It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud. That's what they do. The Justice Department under the Democrats would never prosecute them. And this current one has got some mid-level, low-level prosecutions happening. In fact, thousands of them, quite a few, can't keep track of them. But no kingpins, because they have a rule. Because you've got some Republicans involved. From my research and just wide spectrum analysis, I've always said about 10% of the fraud is Republican. That's been my whole life, you know, most of my life on air, just studying it. It's about 10%. That's what Doge found. They found 9% of the fraud that Doge found in the NGOs and the Department of Energy and the EPA and USAID and the rest of it. About 9% was Republicans. And Lindsey Graham's at the top of the list. Before that, John McCain, stuff like that. And it's their whole families are hooked up in NGOs getting masses of money. You've got most of the Democrat Article 3 judges, their wives, their husbands, their kids. Sometimes the whole family has NGOs, and then the judges would unfreeze money last year that Trump froze and give it to themselves. It's beyond conflict of interest. And they've gotten away with it so long, it's just crazy. So they've told Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and the rest of them, look, slow roll this. We'll cut you in on it. Because Trump's going to be gone. You know that. We're going to get you if you actually do your job. And most people, even though they talk good games, once they get put in a position, they sell out. Again, any of these meetings that aren't illegal, I don't. When I have these meetings, and I haven't had that many over the years, maybe 15 of them, and they went from high level to ultra high level, I'm like, no, I'll meet with you. It's, if it's in confidence, as long as there's nothing illegal being talked about. It's not illegal people to try to hire you away and get you to work for them and stop doing what you're doing. The biggest number I've been offered was right before they all sued me 7-8 years ago was $50 million a year personally to me. And then the news organization I was going to run for them. And I said no. And they said, nobody refuses this. And then, gosh, it was like 7-8 years before that, the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, who's been writing articles against Trump everywhere, he did it not off record in on the phone during breaks. That's the only story I've ever told because it was off record. I mean, it was on record. I remember saying to him during 2 or 3 breaks, I said, you understand you're saying this in front of my producer. He goes, I don't care. You're dumb if you don't come take our offer. Only 3,000 people around the world. I would say 8,000. The real number is 3,000. He goes, I'm offering you to be in the super class. He goes, that's why I did this interview, was because I wanted to talk to you. We've already tried to, you know, contact you. I want you to fly to New York next week, meet with us, meet with Henry Kissinger. You have a wide spectrum understanding of how all these systems work. You can integrate all the systems together, and that's what we're looking for. And you see that in the Epstein files. That's what they're looking for. And I'm not trying to brag here. I'm saying if I have the knowledge of how to take them down and how they operate, obviously I have the knowledge to be one of their generals. So I love the proverbial, oh, I'm a loyal opposition, oh, I work for them. All I get is lawsuits and attacks and demonization and hell. Go to Google, type my name in, nothing but negative. Go to Bing, nothing but negative. Turn on the news, nothing but negative. Debanking, attacks, my family sued, all of it. And I'm not defending myself, it's just the preposterousness. Because they know they can't attack us from the top or discredit it, so they attack through the influencers that are the Johnny-come-lately patriots. And notice, all they'll talk about is Israel. I talk about Israel and expose the corruption and badness there, but I strategically explain that if you only cover Israel, you're not looking at all the big picture. Separately, the pro-Israel people say, why are you bashing us? You should worry about Islam. So it's like this, oh, you're for Islam or you're for Israel. How about I don't support either systems or regimes? You see? So everything is like put out there like it's either or. You got to get past that type of thinking. It's like people get confused. They go, wait a minute, you're supporting Trump here, but you're mad at Trump on this. Well, it's policies. Support this policy, you'll support that one. This is adult level thinking. It's not even complex. But you have to know the issue. So they've branded the awakening on being awake to Israeli influence and AIPAC and all that. Okay, great. What does that awakening do? What does just obsessing on that all day do? Israel has nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere. I think it's good to put politicians on the hot seat, get them to say America first, shut down foreign money, prosecuting Israeli spies. Great. You've still got all the other groups and systems. So when I expose China, the big gorilla with mass infiltration, I see constant comments on InfoWars or on X or wherever. Why are you covering up for Israel? That has nothing to do with that. When I expose British intelligence and the British government trying to censor Americans and trying to censor Elon and the EU coming after Elon, literally half the comments are, why are you coming for Israel? What does that have to do with it? You got different totalitarian power blocks that are trying to get in our grill, and it's like playing the Space Invaders video game from the early 1980s. Maybe pull up video Space Invaders, guys. Just go to X, type in Space Invaders video gameplay. And you got a bunch of aliens coming out. And they're shooting their lasers at your bunkers, and they're trying to get your gun. And I'm like shooting at all the ships, you see. But if I only saw kind of, let's say Israel's the mothership, if you want to say that. It kind of comes across every once in a while and drops bombs on you. And if you're just shooting at that one, you're going to get taken out. You got to get them all. Yeah, that's kind of later in a start over at the beginning of that level. So that's what I'm explaining. See, this is, if I'm shooting at all of the ships, I'm not a traitor. There's more than one ship, okay? That's what we're talking about here. Now, in the real world, there's like seven ships. And you could argue, because Israel has fingers in all the different ships, it's the mothership. I mean, you could, really, above it's the technocracy, the AI, globalist, mad scientist groups, actually above all that. That's the mothership in orbit, manipulating the six ships down on the ground. But it's Islam, it's the Israel lobby, it's the Chi-Coms, it's what's left of the EU, UK, British Empire system. Then it's the communists, but though it's interlocked with all that, but they're operating on their own. And then you've got, people always say the Vatican, but it's been taken over by the left with pedophile blackmail, so it's inside the whole, you know, globalist EU system. I mean, that's pretty much it. And then you got subsects and groups fighting within Catholicism, within Judaism, within, you know, all of it. And just nobody thinks like this. But this is how I think. And when I get a Carnegie Endowment document, these are all public, you can read them, it's all what I'm talking about. It's like a symphony of different groups. And the globalist masterclass, they're like conductors or somebody in a nuclear power plant or a spaceship with all these thousands of switches. and they're just flipping different switches. And when one switch gets too powerful, they knock it down. They bolt up another switch. And they're just playing with Hegelian dialectic, all these systems off against each other. So I'm trying to get people to understand how this works. In the 2 hours of Epstein, of the 60 that Bannon did that somehow got in the files, Bannon didn't release it. He should. I'm calling on Bannon to release it all. He says, no, Rockefeller explained to me that he had all these experts. There were experts in certain areas, but I was known to be an expert in what he was doing with the CIA and Mossad and MI6 in a whole bunch of areas. So he wanted me to be a manager for him and a stand-in for him at the Trilateral Commission. So I was put on the actual head board, which I knew he was on the Trial Commission. I didn't realize he was on the head board, which is true. In 1991, when he's 30 years old. I mean, that is, and now we learn Ghislaine Maxwell's sister still runs the FBI computers, cybersecurity, counterterrorism. She runs the computer systems. Her sister runs the WF and UN's computers. This is the highest level of the top general managers. There's owners above them, the Rothschilds. And who does he say he works for? He goes, I work for the Rothschilds. I am their main representative. That's why emails have come out of Putin 15 years ago saying, I want to talk to you over the phone. I want you to stop what you're undermining Russia. I want to talk to, your committee, which, the Globalist Politburo. And Epstein's like, yeah, if you won't meet with me for half a day in Europe, I won't meet with you. I want personal time to figure this out. And Putin wouldn't do it. But Putin is in a bunch of emails literally asking Epstein to stop. Like he's the president of the United States. Yeah, I'm not always right. I knew he was a high-level super gopher, an elegant, a stand-in for the elites. I knew he worked for David Rockefeller, but I did not realize Jeffrey Epstein has been more powerful than Barack Obama, folks. Because Obama actually ran stuff. He called shots. So did Bill Clinton to a certain level. But they have committees, and then like on the auto pin, they had a committee that Roger told you here before Biden even stole it. They were going to have a committee who'd be on. It was a committee. And then the committees all get massive money, laundered money. They get massive tons of money as lobbyists, unofficial lobbyists. So that's how all this works. But I didn't even know that Epstein was like Darth Vader to Emperor Palpatine. But why not? Why was Bill Barr, 30 years old, running Iran-Contra? That's what he classified. Because they had to keep it from Reagan. Herbert Walker Bush was in charge, very busy. Barr was a really smart lawyer, all the rest of it, did everything he said. He would sit there 20 hours a day and manage Iran-Contra, Iran, Israel, weapons, all of it. We now know human trafficking of kids. Out of Central America, South America. His dad, famous MI6, CIA, pedophile, master controller, that hired Epstein originally. And so they all brought them in because who really calls the shots? Yeah, I'm the boss around here, but I got key crew members in there that actually run the show. You see how that works? It's who shows up. And we got all these new emails that are just hellish I'll be getting to. New ones that have been ferreted out. Open sex slavery, sex slaves, all of it. Nice little stack right here that people found. All confirmed. This isn't code. Everybody's focusing on the code. People love a code. And of course, the grape soda and cheese pizza. We got one piece of cheese pizza. It's really glowing and sweet and loves it. And there's going to be 70 of you that are going to have it. Everybody loves that. They love the beef jerky. You got them saying that they're delivering children. You got them delivering sex slaves. You got dead bodies buried. You got meat and potatoes, baby. Because they thought back in 2007, 2015, through there, they thought they were above the law. They thought this would go on forever. They thought they had us by the balls. But they didn't. So here's the toll-free number to join us on the state of the world and Team Humanity and the Great Awakening and the State of the Union and what you make of all the Epstein files and just where you see humanity at this point. Are we losing? Are we winning? I say we're winning and waking up to the fact that we're in deep trouble. Well, that's winning because at least we were asleep before. But what is your view on the state of the world, the state of the union, the Epstein files? That's a giant area to discuss. the Mexican drug cartel attacks, all that. Welcome. Those are the big issues. Here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789. Alex, if you're trying to call from a foreign country, you can't call a toll-free number. Call 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776. All right, but let's get back to Trump. Play J.D. Vance, clip 9. Also, then clip 10, Trump on Space Force. And then I got a clips of AOC lying and saying, I never said white men are the main threat. That's all they say. She goes, oh, no, Homeland Security said that. Yeah, we know, and you were quoting it. So here's those clips.
In actuality, the number is much higher than that. And California, Massachusetts, Maine, and many other states are even worse. This is the kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation, and we are working on it like you wouldn't believe. So tonight, although started 4 months ago, I am officially announcing the war on fraud to be led by our great Vice President, J.D. Vance. Done. And if we're able to find enough of that fraud, we will actually have a balanced budget overnight. It'll go very quickly. That's the kind of money you're talking about. We'll balance our budget. In January, elite American warriors carried out one of the most complex, spectacular feats of military competence and power in world history. No one's seen anything like it. Foreign leaders, I won't tell you who, called me and they said, very impressive, very good. They couldn't believe, they all watched. They saw what happened. This is a different fighting force than we had years ago when we fought to tie. You know, it's a great fighting force. I'm so proud of it. Look at Space Force. Space Force is my baby. As we did that, my baby, it's becoming so important.
It's recently stated that the American people should be afraid of the white man. They should be fearful of the white man.
I never said that.
Yeah, you're on video saying it.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
No, I did not.
Yes, you.
Again, this is like what I said. You need to prepare yourself because you can't continue embarrassing yourself like this.
So I'm just a liar.
What I was quoting was an actual study done by the FBI.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Next time.
All right. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Yeah, when Biden first got in, they took over 800 cities and towns, this is on record, and took out all the crime statistics and said no crime is happening there to claim crime went down. And still they only brought crime down by like 1%. It's totally fake. Then you've seen all the famous mugshots where it shows nothing but black and brown people, and it says white, 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 white. So they do that. So that they can get up and say the number one terror threat, the number one mass shooter, you know, the number one killer is white men. And because white people are being framed with that, I'm not bashing black people or anything. They're not the ones putting these statistics out. It's the establishment. But when you hear that, the actual statistics, once they get broken down by insurance companies and others, is Oriental Asians have the lowest crime rate. Then white people, then Hispanics, and then they call them Central Asians or whatever, but they're really Muslims, and then blacks. And so, and it's a very small percentage of blacks that commit the crime. 14 to 25, though, commit about half the violent crime. Talk to any black folks, they'll tell you. because it's the fatherless homes, all the rest of it, all that project. You know, the blacks had, until the 50s, a lower illegitimacy rate in their communities than anybody else. Because they knew they were under attack. They knew they were being suppressed. They had their own businesses, their own banks, their own hotels, their own everything, restaurants, doctors, universities. It was all about suits and ties, and we're not going to let you oppress us, and we've got honor, and we're strong. And LBJ's in a bunch of letters saying, these uppity blacks, those are quotes, I'm going to have them vote Democrat 100 years. I'm going to go in and kick the men out, give the women money to have kids, and we'll have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. And it's the same program they've done to destroy the family for everybody else. They just fed the black people into the wood chipper first. So they want to teach blacks they're victims of white people. Well, not the white guy down the street who's just as hardworking and getting screwed as you. But yeah, it actually is white people. It actually was the Southern Democrats, and it was the ADL paying off and the ACLU, the black leaders. You know, that's in famous published books and articles she wrote. Margaret Sanger said over 100 years ago, she said about 120 years ago, she said, blacks are weeds we got to kill. She had to do that. We got to buy off the black leadership. WDB, Du Bois, all of them. And that's what they did to you, folks. So you say what you want about Louis Farrakhan. I disagree with some of what he says. You know, I've met him, known him, interviewed him. But if you actually listen to what he says in full, he says, have your racial identity, stand up for yourselves, and spend your money in your community. That goes for everybody. I don't care if you're a small town that's black, white, Hispanic. You got to stick together. You got to grow your own food. You got to, there's a Bob Dylan song. Maybe we should come back with it. Sundown on the Union. God, I want to make a music video out of it. Because he made that in the early 80s, and he predicts everything in there. He goes, someday they're going to ban gardens. They've tried now. So I want to transcend racial identity and get to identity of Christ together and make it about morals and about what we stand for. And that's the only way we're not going to all kill each other. All right. We got loaded phone lines. I want to come back with a... God, the whole song's so good. Just play the last minute of it. It's like a 6-minute song. It's so good. Bob Dylan's so smart. My uncle turned me on to this. Smart guy. I remember like 20-something years ago, he goes, hey, you like Bob Dylan? Are you playing Bob Dylan? You got to play Sundown on the Union. Yeah, they used to grow corn in Kansas. Now they grow it on the moon and eat it raw. He explains how we're all being enslaved by the big corporations, all the rest of it. That was the old-fashioned liberals. Now the new liberals say we got to ban organic farming, John Kerry said. So we're going to break. Please remember, I can't do this without you. We have incredible products at thealexandstore.com. We are in the red right now. Every time I say it, you come and help us. We're always like treading water. Thank you. But the products really are good. You want them because they were great. If you haven't had our methylene blue, we've got the best. You're insane. If you haven't had our methylene red, it's selling out. You're insane. 25% off on ultra methylene blue. When you get it, you can get 50% off on a combo on ultra methylene red, despite the fact it's selling out. But regardless, 700 plus t-shirts, ball cap designs. It's actually obnoxious and actually a headache. I wanted the biggest selection. It's insane. When I get a shirt I really love and it's a hole in it or I give it away, I have to like take an hour to find it again. It's ridiculous. The widest selection. Some of the best designs. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. All right. Sundown on the Union and then your phone call straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Everything's coming out. We're totally vindicated. But now the real war starts.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
Thomas Sisko is one of our great researchers. We're always simpatico because in my ear before when we went to break, I wanted to play this song. He goes, did you know Bob Dylan became a Christian in the 80s? Did you know Bob Dylan this and that? I said, yeah, I do know that. My mom has always been a huge Bob Dylan fan. Sees him in concert anytime. She travels across the country to see him. She saw him last year with my dad. And I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan. I thought the movie about him was great, kind of a leftist angle on it, but very sophisticated, very smart person. And I know people that know him. I know two people that know him very well-known musicians. He's very quiet, doesn't talk to most people, but I know one that told me quite a bit about Bob and gave me a book that Bob had given him about the gods of Eden, space aliens, you know, it's in the Bible, all that stuff. A very sophisticated guy. And then he saw the preachers in the 80s being so corrupt, he fell away from Christ. But that's just, notice that comes from the time he was a Christian, this sundown on the Union. And isn't that prescient? Isn't that where we are? And now we're trying to turn that around now. Just really amazing. So sundown on the Union, go hear the full song. You think Ross Perot predicted this stuff in the early 90s? He predicted it in the early 80s. Sundown on the Union, what was made in the USA. Sure sounded like a good idea until greed got in the way. Yeah, we used to grow corn in Kansas. Now we grow it on the moon and eat it raw. And a man's going to do what a man's got to do. All right, let's take your calls. Clown Car, Utah Patriot, Lester, Matthew, Denise, Joel, Owl, Oregon Bob, Tim, Cole, and others. Let's go ahead and go to Utah Patriot in Utah. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing this morning?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
You know, watching the State of the Union last night, how can you not be proud to be on the right side of voting for Trump? I mean,
well, that's why I'm totally torn because I was exhausted yesterday, worked till like 7. I just didn't. I got up at 3 a.m. I watched it, and I was just like, I'm not a lesser two evils, guys, but it's like suicide. I mean, like, Trump's got problems that could do better, but comparatively, there's no difference. And I was just like, how do I come explain to people? I'll still expose bad stuff Trump does, and I spend probably too much time on it, more time because I have to be, you know, pure. But at the same time, how do we split the baby here? Because these Democrats literally hate the country. I mean, they're literal demons.
Well, what I think people need to understand is Trump is not a politician. And he says stuff out of heart a whole lot quicker than a politician would think about it, you know.
Well, that's right. They admit they released the prepared text. Half of what he said wasn't even the teleprompter.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we love him, right? I just don't understand how people could still watch something like that or visualize something like the State of the Union last night and still be on the Democrat side. I don't get it. Are they really that stupid?
Notice the Democrats, we have 99% of what's in the Epstein file so far is Democrats doing pure evil. They'll never cover any of it. They use innuendo against Trump. But then I get more pissed. Why is he then, or the DOJ, helping slow roll it and cover it up for them? So you get the paradox here, right?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So what do we do? How do we morally handle this? Because I'm normally not in a moral conundrum. I'm in a constant moral conundrum here.
I think that's the state of mind that I'm in. I try to explain to people what I feel, and I don't try to tell them how to feel about politics.
Exactly, because it's so complex. All I can do, exactly. I've prayed about this, and God said, just tell them how you feel. Because I can't even, it's so complex. I can't even, I just, exactly, exactly.
And I just don't understand how their morals. I mean, I got up out of my seat to clap twice last night. I live by myself. I'm watching this great moment in time. How can you not get up out of your seat and clap for some of that stuff?
Well, and you go against your own self-preservation, not fully backing Trump, even though he's not perfect, is making big mistakes. And that just hit me this morning when I was watching it. I just said, I got to tell the listeners this. I'm still going to expose bad he does, but I don't see how when they are a trillion times worse and openly out to get us. I mean, Ilhan Omar and the faces on the Democrats and them not standing up for the hockey team or the mother and dad of a woman murdered or you know, we want to keep Americans safe. No, we don't. I mean, they're just pure.
Yeah, the little girl that was ran over by a truck driver, for Pete's sake. How can you not? I mean,
oh, I forgot that clip, guys. I didn't send you that. The little girl run over by the illegal alien, and they wouldn't even. That's the other thing. They don't just give in like 20 states illegal aliens licenses. They don't even. They have fake trucking companies with no one at the offices. They just give them commercial licenses with no training. I've played the videos where the cops in California aren't allowed to arrest them. They'll pull over a woman from Africa in one case who doesn't know how to turn the lights on and does it and is like running over people. He says, well, I'm going to let you go. They're giving 18-wheeler licenses to people that have never even gotten a driver's license. They can't even read the road signs. And listen, I've driven tractors, bulldozers, everything, okay? But when I've not driven 18-wheelers in years or bulldozers in years, and I try to get up in one, and it's a disaster, and I know how to drive them. Literally, you're an 18-wheeler driver now. This is psychotic. This is psychotic. It's warfare.
Absolutely. That's the way I feel for it, too. But I just want people to really dig their head out and understand what's going on. I mean, how can we not do that for our families anyway? I mean, I live very far away from my family, and I don't get to see them every day. But damn, if I'm not going to write my congressman if he pisses me off. I mean, we really need.
Well, it's worse than I got to go. I can talk to you all day. You're a great caller. I got to go. I only have other great callers. Hate cutting you off, but I can talk to each caller for an hour. I'm not exaggerating. In fact, I'm not even saying it strong enough. Governor Newsom and federal judges blocked Trump and gave driver's licenses. I think the number was like 9,000 or something. People that don't, there was no training. Do you have any idea an 18-wheeler at 80 miles an hour what it does to people? And there's just death every day. I mean, it is bunker town. Governor Newsom is guilty of murder, but there'll be no indictments. And that's when I get pissed at Trump. All this great talk, a lot of great action, but I want to see Newsom in an orange jumpsuit. Yeah, play the clip. Run over by an 18-wheeler, run over by an illegal alien, and the Democrats won't even stand up for it. Here it is.
Delilah Colvin was only 5 years old in June 2024 when a 18-wheel tractor trailer plowed into her stopped car traveling at 60 miles an hour or more. The driver was an illegal alien let in by Joe Biden and given a commercial driver's license by open borders politicians in California. Doctors said Delilah would never be able to walk or talk, have a good life. She wouldn't even be able to eat again. But against all odds, she is now in the first grade learning to walk. And she's here this evening with her dad, Marcus, a fantastic man. Delilah, please, you are a great inspiration. Please stand up.
You know, if somebody kills my family with 18-wheeler or an illegal alien, I'm going to hold the judges responsible to let them out. I'm serious. I'm done, man. I'm not trying to act tough. I'm going to be honest, but I've reached my limit here. Tens of thousands of deaths from illegal aliens. Well, I could play you 5 hours of videos last year of people just imagine. You've seen dozens of them, mainly Indian drivers. I'm not trying to bash Indians, it's all mainly Indians. They come over here, they just give them a license, and they're driving down a highway at 80, and they miss a turn. They just turn the 18-wheeler around and start going the wrong direction. Because that's how you do it in India. And they kill a bunch of people, and they, oh, you don't get in trouble. You just kill the whole family. You just killed five people, big deal. I don't even hold those Indians responsible. I hold the Democrats responsible. I hold Governor Newsom and the rest of them responsible. These people are sick. Let's go ahead and talk to Oregon Bob in Oregon. Go ahead, Oregon.
Hey, Alex. I'll try to be real quick with you. You got other callers. But, you know, there's a lot of info warriors out there that have a voice, that have a vote. And they're not being heard. And I was thinking with you going to an extended platform, more hours during the day, maybe put their mugshots out there, their faces, and what we think about, is it treason? should Omar be out, and put it to a poll, a vote, and get the numbers of the ones out here listening to you. Give us a platform and a voice on InfoWars. Warriors vote.
No, I agree. Well, polls are going to save the world, but it moves the needle. Let's put an X poll out right now. We should do polls every day. I'm never doing it. Put an X poll out. Should Ilhan Omar be deported back to Somalia after she refused to stand for the U.S. hockey team? And, of course, it's going to be 99%. But yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But something that you actually have in a segment.
Should Ilhan Omar be put in a cannon and fired back to... No, I'm joking.
I'll light it.
I'm bad at enough.
Oh, Alex, man, I tell you, it came to me, and I thought, you know, it would be a platform where people, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people who listen to you, Alex. I mean, I've been listening to you for, you know, almost 30 years, but, you know, there's a lot of voices out there, and for, you know, Trump to see, well, look at, you know, we've got, you know, 20 million, you know, people are saying that, you know, if we did this, we'd go to jail. But there's a double standard here. We're tired of the double standard. How many people are tired of the double standard?
Well, it's targeting citizens, like whether you're black, white, or Hispanic. They hired 87,000 IRS agents under Biden with AI on record illegally, scanning all your bank accounts. And the average person they audited, they thought had about $3,000 of Vimeo or digital tips. So you're making $30,000, $40,000 a year. Yeah, you're not paying taxes on the few... you know, tips, because you can't pay your bills, and then they come after them with penalties and interest, but the illegal aliens are above the law and everything free. And then Trump does no tax on tips, and Democrat states are trying, because they collect the money, are refusing to implement it.
There you go.
And they're literally crushing the hardest working people. They are villains.
We think about that. Put it to the vote, Alex, man. See how many people respond. I bet you there'd be a huge response. I know I'd respond just to see it, you know, InfoWarriors vote, a platform, something like that, where you can put their mugshots out there.
The White House petitions and like a million signed or whatever to deport Piers Morgan. And I was doing it as a joke, but turned into a big story. Ilhan Omar married her brother, came here illegally. I got a better idea. Convict her for all the fraud. Put her in a supermax prison. I don't even want to let her run back to Somalia and commit genocide like her dad did. Thank you, Oregon Bob. Let's go to Dennis in Florida. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Dennis.
That's Denise in Florida.
I'm sorry. They said Denise. My eyes, I got to wear glasses, but they give me headaches. It's Denise. You're right.
Hey, I wanted to comment on your methylene blue. We love it. We buy it all the time. As a matter of fact, I got to get some more probably today.
Well, you're the reason that we're on the air. Tell us briefly what the methylene blue did for you.
Well, it doesn't like give me like a fast burst of energy, but it just provides me with energy all day. It's like riding on a cloud. You know, I'm just able to go from one thing to the other and not feel rushed or hurried, I have plenty of energy.
Yeah, that's the key. It is smooth, continual energy with no letdown, and good for you. That's why I tell the listeners, folks, I'm all about steering you right. I told you to get into silver when it was 22 years ago. Now it's at 89 or whatever. I don't make stuff up. Get the methylene blue. It would solve all our problems and be great for you. I don't sell something that doesn't work. Go ahead. Sorry.
Amen. Well, that's fine. All right. So as far as the State of the Union last night, the Democrats really showed their asses. I can't imagine being a Democrat and watching their party act the way they did, especially.
Put up the line. I'm going to shut up and let you talk, but you're just on target. I was sitting there trying to write a headline this morning before I went live at like 10:55. I'm in there writing the headline for the show. And because I'm chief cook and bottle washer around here. Half time, I carry the trash out because it's all hands on deck. So I'd rather have the crew doing serious work and stuff like that, seriously. And I'm trying to think of the headline, and I'm like, the Democrats expose themselves. Democrats reveal themselves as anti-American. No, you're right. That's the headline. Let's put a new headline out. The Democrats showed their America hating. The Democrats showed their asses last night, didn't they? That's the way to say it. You nailed it, Nisco, and I'm sorry. They showed their asses. How they show their asses?
They showed their asses by not wanting to be an American. I mean, the little girl that got hurt, you couldn't even stand up for a 5-year-old little girl.
Olympic
By the way,
team,
they're all about racism. It was a brown little girl.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, I didn't even think about that when I saw her. I just thought, you know, that poor child, you know.
No, but all they do is talk about race. And here is a Hispanic dad, Hispanic daughter. They wouldn't even do it for her.
Well, what was that, the representative's name that got thrown out, Green?
Yeah, Al Green.
What was the song all about blacks are not apes? Where did that come from?
Well, he's talking about Trump has Truth Social and hundreds of videos a day that he doesn't even approve. And they put a video out that he did approve about election fraud, and then they screenshotted it and left a little end video on that showed 2 seconds of a Lion King remake with Democrats and Republicans, all as different animals, him as a king of jungle. And Trump clarified, that was just a mistake. That's all they've got. Meanwhile, I got a great video that I didn't play yesterday of a bunch of black basketball players making fun of Shaquille O'Neal saying he looks like a gorilla. Well, I got newsflash for you. We are primates. I look like a gorilla. My kids call me a gorilla. So, I'm you know, the point is the black guys are all laughing because it's funny. But that video was not even about him. They got a bunch of white people as gorillas in there. The point was it was African character, African animal characters. That's all Al Green's got. That's all he's got is a mistake. That's all they got.
He's always doing something crazy, though. He's off the chain.
He is. And that guy is so corrupt. He's down here in Robin, Texas. Thanks for the call, Denise. Thanks for your support. Yeah, folks. They corrected me. It's like store-wide 80-something percent reorder. The methylene blue has a 98% reorder. No one has that. That's how good it works. I just got to convince 99% of you on the fence to never buy anything. I'm not bitching at you, but listen, you're missing out. Ultra Methylene Blue discounted right now. DallasInTheStore.com. In fact, I'm going to have some, so I realized it's been a couple days since I had some. So we got Ultra Methylene Blue into this nice spring water. I might have a little bit extra here. Yeah, a long day coming up. And then we have original H2 is finally back, but it's only over at RelicShows.com. Here it is right there, folks. Some of that. And boy, is that delicioso. That is healthy rocket fuel with no letdown. Just look at it. It looks all scary, those two things. Delicioso. Bon appetit. TheAuctionStore.com. All right, thank you for the call. Joel in New Jersey, come on down.
Yeah, I think that Trump was a lot more focused in this last speech last night than usual. And am I on?
Yes, sir, you are. Go ahead.
And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, he's not doing this or that, America first, but can't really withstand all the different actors that are working to split apart the United States, you know? And it's bigger than just Israel.
Well, that's the bottom line. Trump could do better. His people could do better. The point is he is trying to save the country on record. The Democrats openly want to end it.
And there's so many fronts that they're working on. So it's not just one or two. It's not Israel, Qatar. And I remember you keep on saying, you know, everyone keeps harping on me on Israel. And I'm like, wondering why you say it. And then someone gets on and says that again. But I think that all the conspiracy theorists that spit out wacky things, they need to make the switch because all those conspiracy theories have been proven true. So you got to highlight.
Well, here's why I'm at on the Israel thing. When Israel's doing something real and bad, we're a lot of us the first to cover it. But every time I cover the EU trying to, you know, billion-dollar fines on Elon trying to shut down our free speech, literally half the comments are, why come up for Israel? No. Or when China's about to invade Taiwan, there's other things going on. And so my point is there's a mental illness, like the Catholic bastards. They're not as prominent as they used to be. I just get accused of being Catholic all the time and running, working with the Vatican. I'm not even Catholic. I don't think it's Catholics. It's just, but now that kind of subsided. But now it's Israel, 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 Israel. And you talk to these anti-Israel people, they don't know anything but Israel. And so my point with them is they spend most of their time attacking me, claiming I work for Israel is totally preposterous just because I'm covering everything. It's like I go, oh, Epstein was CIA, MI6, and Mossad. We have the documents. I said it before it ever came out. It turns out he was a triple agent. And they go, why are you covering up for Israel? No. Like when LBJ, I talked to the officers involved, the documents came out, was involved with Israel to sit in USS Liberty to blame the Egyptians to go to war with Russia. It was basically Operation Northwoods 2.0. I've been just covering that for 30 years. People are like, why are you covering for Israel? No, it's confirmed LBJ with Israel tried to sink the ship in order to stand down. That doesn't, because LBJ was involved, doesn't mean Israel wasn't. That's the proof Israel did it. You see, but they just had this mental illness. You understand what I'm saying? Because only Israel could do something wrong. You see the difference?
Yeah, and even a little bit more finesse with it. Just as there's a deep state in the U.S., there's also opposing actors that are working within that.
So, 100%. You know, it's like when Netanyahu says, I'm not involved with Epstein. I've studied it. He's not. Epstein was a Ehud Barak Rothschild agent and representative. They are against Netanyahu. Doesn't mean Netanyahu's good. That's the two factions in Israel.
Yeah.
These people don't even know the factions. And then I tell them, no, Netanyahu's telling the truth here. And, oh, God, you're covering up Netanyahu. No, I'm just an informed Dumbo.
Yeah, exactly. And I think whenever Trump is on a high, he's got to get those easy wins. You can't just have Stephen Miller talking tough and then not back it up because you got the Normizans out there just walking around and nobody's
well,
feeling
right.
like
and Trump. If we get real indictments in the deep state, we went in a landslide in 10 months, 9 months. If not, we're screwed. And you know, yeah. We were panickins last year for warning. Real poll numbers were sliding. And now even Republicans are admitting it. This is not good. And you see how dangerous the Democrats are and anti-American them are. I want Trump to succeed. That's why I've lit a fire under his ass.
For sure. I'll just close with saying that Optimal Human, Methylene Blue, and CMOS are the regulars.
Thank you, brother. We can't do it without you. And we're a major legal battle, civil rights suits against the Democrats. It takes money to win this war, but the products are incredible. So thanks for all your support. So you hear me plugging a lot more today. It's because the accountants are like, Jones, the enemy's going to win if you don't sell some product. Plus, the product is incredible. All right, more calls straight ahead. Then the amazing Brett Pike. He's young, but he's smart. And I've not seen one of his hundreds of bombshell reports with billions of views ever be inaccurate. This guy's amazing. I love seeing a younger generation get up to the plate and win. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We're going to make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back. next segment. Then in the fourth hour, Kyle Serafin joins us with huge inside news from the FBI, the DOJ, Epstein, you name it, huge developments on that front. Bill Gates admitting, oh, there were Russian hookers and all that stuff. And Larry Summers, the big Clinton chief economist, resigning at Harvard. A whole bunch of new torture, Satanism emails. This is unbelievable. We're taking your phone calls right now. We'll continue on with our guest, Tim in Washington, Epstein and Bill Gates developments. Perfect call to bring up that subject. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Right now, America is finally seeing the world for what it is. The emperor doesn't have any clothes, period. We now see it for what it is.
Right? No doubt that's true. Exactly. So as negative as stuff is to learn the horror, which we already knew, most of us, it's a very positive thing. We should be celebrating.
We should be. And we should also be, like, we should seize this chance for momentum, because we're not going to get this momentum ever again. Like, this is the first time the elites have ever revealed themselves for what they are. And we're staring it clearly in the face. What are we going to do about it as citizens, as human beings, as Americans? How are we going to oppose this and remove this disgust from our society?
And I totally agree. And so we can try to ask why the DOJ are wimps or they're in on it, whatever. We have so much already in these 3 million, and I should get the rest too, but we have so much here. Just what we have is totally devastating. So let's focus on what we got right now.
Well, I am focusing on that. So I've been going to the Gates Foundation every weekday when they punch in, and I'm demanding I'm demanding for their resignation is what I'm doing.
Are you the guy for like 5 years that goes in bullhorns every week?
It'll be 6 years in March.
Well done, Lord Vader.
Thank you. Yeah, 6 years in March.
What do you make of Bill Gates canceling his trip to India for the big AI summit, in big trouble, lying, saying he wasn't with the Russian hookers, now admitting it? It's great to see. I think Bill Gates is circling the toilet bowl.
Bill Gates is so far down the toilet bowl that he's actually, like, you should tell Trump that if he really wants to win the midterms, because, again, his base is very disenfranchised. The only real way to get them back on track and to see, like actual change in our society is to indict Bill Gates. That's his only parachute in this. Like, everybody else is, we're bent on the wars. We're bent on the infrastructure. Everybody's just really bent on it. If he wants to signal to the American people, Bill Gates needs to be indicted for his.
I agree. And just like the UK knows, the public's not putting up with this. Keir Starmer's been copycatting pedophiles. They've indicted the king's brother. They've indicted the U.S. ambassador, their ambassador to the U.S. I mean, we need to see that here.
Yes, we do. And I would love to support Trump, but I'm right now, I'm just doing my best to just focus on the pedophile cabal, the industrial complex that they have.
No, I agree. Bring them down, but don't throw the baby out of the bathwater. Support the good Republican candidates. Support RFK Jr. Support Tulsi Gabbard. Support the Border Patrol. Support Ed Homan, right?
Yeah. Yes, I would love to do. I'm going to support them, but really, I want to make sure that my desperation isn't being exploited, and that's what I feel that the establishment is doing, is exploiting our desperation.
I understand that.
Kicking the can.
I don't think the Democrats are everywhere saying don't vote Republican. See, your party's bad too. I think Trump's never running again. He's not running, in a year and a half, 2 years. So I think it's logical that we vote even more intensely, get others to vote. This is so important. I think it's a no-brainer. We don't want Democrats in there, right?
No, we don't. The messaging needs to be strong, and it needs to be concise. We want these pedophiles removed from office.
No, I agree. And we're doing that, and they're resigning, and they're in trouble. My point is the Democrats are litmus test. Don't vote Republican because of Trump, slow-rolling Epstein. That is a separate issue. We push for release, but we don't penalize Republican candidates because of what Trump and the DOJ are doing. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been aware of Brent Pike's material for a couple years, and I always see when Elon posts it, somebody goes get 100 million views, most only 50, 80 million, you know, no big deal. That's just more than the Super Bowl. And it gets spread everywhere else. I can't even track it. Brent Pike is the founder of the Classical Learning Homeschool Company, Homeschools Connected, and the author of Cubs to Bears Children's Book Series, which I've gotten for my daughter, the 8-year-old. The others are all grown up out of the house, including Charlotte in the control room. ClassicalLearner.com at ClassicalLearner. And he also, again, puts out these mega important videos. Be sure and follow him at ClassicalLearner on X. So let me play a few of these reports for you. Let's play clip 6. Children are taught slavery is an American is an American creation versus reality. Here's that report.
Why is it that public schools only teach about the transatlantic slave trade? They don't teach that there was slavery in the Ottoman Empire, that it lasted for 600 years and 5 to 10 million people were enslaved. That they not only enslaved men, but the most valuable slaves were women. Because sexual slavery was not only permitted, but it was institutionalized in the Ottoman Empire. So they would get many of their slaves from Central Europe, many of their slaves from the Balkans, and they would enslave Hungarians, Russians, Ukrainians, which is why the word slave comes from Slav. And why don't schools teach about the trans-Indian slave trade, which lasted for over 1,200 years and enslaved 4 to 10 million people? Or the trans-Saharan slave trade, which lasted for over 1,200 years and enslaved 9 to 17 million people, all of which ended, ready for it, not before, but long after the North Atlantic slave trade. And yes, chattel slavery was practiced in all of these places. In fact, in 1776, the majority of countries in the world practiced chattel slavery. And where Europe and the United States were early in abolishing slavery, it went on much longer in the Middle East, in Africa, and in places like China, Thailand, and Mongolia. And if you went back to 1776, you would find 90 to 95% of the countries in the world practiced slavery. And that had been the norm for thousands of years. And the United States of America banned slavery in 7 states when the rest of the world had only banned it in 7 countries. And the reason this isn't taught is that everything in school is framed through a Marxist lens of oppressed versus oppressors. So they intentionally teach our history out of context, which is a form of brainwashing that is designed to make dividing and conquering society easy. Because absent of historical context, it allows them to frame the United States of America as some uniquely evil place, when in reality, it is Britain, the United States of America, and the West that is responsible for driving the institution of slavery into extinction. You could learn more about that in my previous video. And this is why I teach courses on real history and what it means to be an American. And I write books on the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and so much more. Check out my private homeschool community, ClassicalLearner.com.
Record level homeschool. I'll play a few more clips before we go to our guest because he's amazing. This is just a few of hundreds of reports he's done. Just invaluable and all true. Here's a short clip from last night's State of the Union where they wouldn't stand up and agree that the government's main job is to protect its people. They wouldn't stand up for the U.S. hockey team. They wouldn't stand up for people murdered in blue cities by people, you know, released 40 times for violent crime. They wouldn't stand up for little girls run over by legal aliens. Here's Trump saying, shame on you. And look at Ilhan Omar's face, the hatred, when she's from a famous slaver family, her grandfather and dad, the military leaders, the dictators, killing hundreds of thousands of people who fled to the United States, brought here by the CIA. She tells you you're a slaver because you're white. She says white men are the number one threat. this woman is literally a monster. Here's a clip.
You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country. They're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Look at her hatred. She's a thoroughbred of piracy and slavery. Her family are genocidal warlords. And she wants to literally, I'm going to play the clip where she's like, white people are the threat, they're the terrorists, they're inherently bad. I don't say black people are inherently evil. I mean, it's just pure evil. I want to go to our guest, Brett Pike. Well, you see more of his great work. This is one of his latest reports just a few days ago that Musk posted. Frankfurt School completely infiltrated the American university system. Now, this is the 1920s in Germany, and they admit all of this went into MI6, CIA later, was set up here in the United States. Epstein's in the emails, you know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Oh, this is how we promote pedophilia. This is how we promote transhumanism. If you put a man in women's prison or men in women's sports or cut a boy's penis off, you can do anything. But it's all about Marxist revolution, Marxist theology, liberation theology, where they couldn't sell, this was declassified, and the communist papers wrote this in the 50s, they couldn't get American blacks and others to accept communism, so they made it about class warfare based on race. So one of the transgenderism, all this comes from, in the modern parlance, it goes back even thousands of years, it's the Frankfurt School. Here's his report.
Everyone talks about all of the perverse things they teach in school, but no one talks about where these things come from. The majority of public schools push feminism, climate ideology, atheism, critical race theory, and gender ideology on the students. And when you trace the origins of these ideologies, it will take you back to Germany in the 1920s, to something called the Frankfurt School. The school was made up of Marxist intellectuals who wanted to know why Marxism didn't successfully take root in the West. And their ultimate goal was to psychologically transform society through culture, media, and the education system. So in order to do that, they decided to expand Marxist theory into something called cultural Marxism. Whereas Marxism pitted the rich against the poor, through cultural Marxism, they could create infinite divisions and make more people identify with being oppressed. And through doing this, they could use minority groups to seed revolution and overthrow the West. And so they developed critical race theory, gender theory, sexual liberation theory. Well, the Frankfurt School was funded by Felix Weil. And in 1945, he made his way to America. And if you look up the school's key thinkers, most of them made their way to America, including Herbert Marcuse, who would live in America for 45 years, and he would become the father of the New Left. And that's why when they're pushing any of these ideologies, they're really just teaching cultural Marxism. And this is why I tell people that everything taught in school is taught through the Marxist lens of oppressed versus oppressors. And while they frame the discussion as grievances designed to give people power, it's really all designed to take your power away and ultimately cede that power to a small elite ruling class. And this is why I write books on how information is controlled.
All right, well, we'll get to that. And later, I want to pause in this hour and show the ways they attack us. All of them undermine humanity, undermine competition, undermine the family. That is the plan. And their behavioral psychologists, they admit that critical race theory, woke, gender, feminism, climate is all about humans are evil, families are bad, we need to depopulate. It's all about you hating yourself. So Brett Pike joins us. I really appreciate him coming on. Bringing into Marxist influence over the education system of society, CRT, gender ideology, feminism, historical indoctrination, historical ignorance, the development of civilization and rugged individualism as a unique American culture. Because generally, it's rugged individuals that create a culture that then become decadent and fall. America recognized that and said, with Teddy Roosevelt later, we're inculcating that so we can skip the cycle and stay in the cycle of renewal and competition. So, Brett Pike, thanks for joining us. Good to have you here.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for having me.
That's kind of a long intro, but you're doing an amazing job. You go wherever you want. I got a million questions, but the State of the Union, America, the Democrats, the globalists, the Epstein Files, the Age of Awakening, where would you like to go? I'm just kind of take the floor, give people a statement. You're a really smart guy, impressive work you're doing.
Sorry about that. Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd like to address a little bit more about the video we just watched, because everyone sees progressivism, they see feminism, they see gender ideology, and you can't effectively fight these things unless you study where they actually come from. And the
and
reason
what their mission
see,
and what their mission has been deployed to destroy us, they admit.
The whole thing is to destroy us, because originally the enemies of America wanted to destroy America through class warfare, through upper class versus middle class versus lower class. But what they discovered in the West, and specifically in the United States of America, is they couldn't do that, because America was the rising tide that lifted all boats. In fact, if you went back to 1913, before the Federal Reserve Bank, when they used to use American protectionism to protect American manufacturing, America not only had the largest middle class in the world at that time, America had the largest middle class in the history of the world. So when they tried to bring over this class warfare ideology, it didn't work. So the intellectuals got together and said, well, how can we make this work? How can we facilitate the communist revolution? And what they did was they expanded the work of Karl Marx, of class warfare, and they attempted to create infinite division. And this is where the critical race theory comes from. You could pit blacks against whites. This is where feminism comes from. You could pit women against men, right? And they use all of these ideologies to create that division so that ultimately they could overthrow the American system.
And let's be 1,000,000,000% clear. This isn't just in the 70s with Clark and Piven. That was just a reproduction of what they already planned. I've read a bunch of the books of these people, including Saul Alinsky. They say all this. You're not projecting onto it your opinion. They admit all of this. This is their admitted plan. That is key to understand.
Yeah, and it all starts, and since the 1960s, this has been going on, but it starts in grade school. So if you look at what's taught in elementary schools in the United States of America, if you look at the curriculum, the first thing they start kids with is the Native American tribes were here, and they were completely peaceful, which, of course, we know is not nearly historically accurate.
Yeah, cutting your eyelids off, burying you in the sand, facing the sun while red ants ate your eyeballs. Yeah, real nice.
Right. I mean, like all civilizations, they had their violence. So I'm not trying to bash them, but the truth is that they were warring, they were conquering one another, but that's not what children
are. No, they were just as vicious as the Scots or the Huns. We're all the same. And people that don't know, when the Mayflower and others landed, they'd tell them, you're going to help us go beat the tribe we hate next door, or we're going to kill you. That's why the first settlements, but Jamestown and stuff, just got wiped out, because they refused to go kill the other natives because they were Protestants. So I'm not trying to demonize the Native Americans, but exactly, it was always, you're going to help us take out the tribe next door.
Well, yeah, they teach children about the Wampanoag Indians, who were the first Thanksgiving Indians. But they don't tell you that they ultimately got massacred by the Mohawk. And the Mohawk were Iroquois, and the Iroquois would genocide the Susquehannock, the Erie, the Neutral Confederacy. So there was a lot of conquering going on. But when our children are in elementary school, they're taught about these peaceful tribes, and then they're taught that the big, bad, mean Europeans showed up and killed these people, and it's framed as if the Europeans genocided them, as if they had any control over smallpox, and that's what really actually decimated a lot of these Indian tribes. That's in third grade. And by the time they get to fifth grade.
By the way, if anybody wants to see an accurate movie, Revenant is based on French and British scouts. Revenant's a true story. So people want to know what the Native Americans were like, watch Revenant.
Oh, yeah, really violent. And so this goes on. And by the time they get to fifth grade, they're being taught about slavery. So this is fourth, fifth, sixth grade. And it's being framed in a way as if this was a unique American evil. But when you actually provide historical context, and this is why I'm so focused on this topic, because we have to give our children historical context to understand the history of this country. When you provide the historical context, the truth is the United States of America banned slavery in 7 states in 1776. It had only been banned in 7 other countries in the world at that time.
Thomas Jefferson, in his first draft of the Declaration of Independence, banned it, but he couldn't get it passed, and he wrote about that. Keep going.
Yeah, and Thomas Jefferson actually signed the bill that ended the North Atlantic slave trade. England did in the same year, and then the United States, along with England, and especially England, and this is so important, slavery was an institution that went on for thousands of years across all cultures and across all civilizations. But there is a one culture,
Abraham,
there is one civilization.
Abraham and the Old Testament had slaves.
Exactly. And there is one culture, one civilization in the history of humanity that spearheaded the ending of that institution. And you wouldn't know it if you put on the media. You wouldn't know it if you went to schools. But it was the Western Christian white European that facilitated the end of an institution that had gone on for thousands of years. And our children should be taught to be proud of that. But the problem with the system, they know if children are taught that truth, the infinite division, the critical race theory, and all of this stuff doesn't work. And that's why it's so important, Alex, that we teach our children these things from a young age, because if we do, the indoctrination doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. I'm proud of my little bit of a Native American. It's basically non-existent to me. I mean, I do keep a tan year around because I'm like 6% or something. But with my family, it was kind of like a, even for my dad's grandmother, who was pretty much pure Native American, like it wasn't a big deal. You just really didn't talk about it. But it turned out her husband was the mayor of the town by then, and he was part Native American, but he wasn't Comanche. I mean, she'd been sent to Florida and all the rest of it. She was a kid to be reeducated, came back, Ma Jones. First name was Moon, actually. But the point is, I'm proud that I'm, my little bit of American is literally the lords of the plains of all the historians, the most badass. I love the fact that, I mean, if I'm going to be part of America, I want to be the most badass, which is true. But it's like, I'm not bashing them. It's just the reality is they were like serious Conan the Barbarian killers. So this idea that they're all peaceful and loving and sweet is horse shit.
Yeah, the Comanche got their land, right, by conquering the Apache and throwing them off the land. And when the conquistadors arrived in Spain, right, they were carrying out human sacrifices and killing 20,000 people at a time. So this narrative that we're taught and that our children are taught isn't true. And I always like to preface that. I don't say these things to cast shade on these tribes. I think these were amazing civilizations. But the truth is that the narrative that we are presented with is the exact opposite of what happened. And when the European came here, there was a natural clash of civilization. And ultimately, that's what happens when you thrust different cultures into conflict with one another, into proximity of one another. There's going to be a clash. And the strongest, and in my opinion, the best civilization won. And the lesson to be had
again, Europeans were literally living in huts until we got Christianity. We had a high IQ, but that's what supercharges is the secret ingredient was Christ.
Yeah, well, we always hear this. You heard AOC come out the other day and say, white people have no culture. And what I would ask, I would say, is she deliberately lying or is she too dumb to understand the culture of the European? Because American culture really is the culmination of thousands of years of development of European cultures, right? It's the chivalry that developed in England, right? It's the Republic that developed in Rome. And it culminated in this rugged individualism that became this unique American culture. And this is why it's so important to not only teach our children the lies about what was going on with the Native Americans, the lies about slavery, but really to teach them what Europe was like before 1492, right? 1492 is really the bridge to the New World. And you can't understand it if you don't first know that Spain, right? And they definitely don't teach this stuff in Europe because they're just inviting the Muslims in. And again, love Muslims, but cultures have a right to their own.
I love them too. They're open religions to take us over.
So what I'm saying is that the Muslims had conquered Spain for 800 years, and the Christians in Spain had to fight for 800 years to take Spain back.
The La Reconquista.
And this was the Reconquista. And this was going on all over Europe. The Ottoman Empire had controlled a large portion of Europe for hundreds of years, right? Greece, the great Greek democracy. Do most people know that Greece was ruled over by Muslims for 400 years, and they had to fight for their independence?
By the way, Greeks were mainly blonde-haired, blue-eyed until they were occupied by the Moors for 400 years.
And that was systematic rape, right? That was the systematic, institutionalized government.
The Italians were blonde-haired, brown-haired, and red-haired. And that's why the joke is, I'm not putting them down, but like the Northern Italians call the Sicilians the N-word. It's not nice. But the point was is that, you know, they got occupied a bunch. Rome almost fell twice to the Muslims. This is the real history here, folks.
Right. This was the organized, this was the history. This was the organized rape and enslavement of Europeans. And
we're talking about Hollywood, the Crusades. By Ridley Scott and all this with this mean attack. No, they were the result after 800 years of being overrun, finally organizing.
Yeah, and it took a lot. And that's where, you know, we're taught, or school children are taught, the Crusades were this evil thing. That was a part of Christian Europe's attempt to take back territory that had been taken.
Richard,
right?
Richard the Lionheart, when he found out they'd overrun Poland, he said, all right, that's it, and spent everything England had to load up the weapons and go fight. Just like England was the place that ended slavery. And now look how overrun and evil England is, basically a caliphate. It's so sad that England kept defending the West over and over again, and then now has become the enemy of it.
Yeah, and if the English people really knew their history, right, if they really understood the great history of the European people, then they wouldn't have been conditioned into this kind of suicidal, empathetic self-hatred that has spread across the West like a parasite. And this comes from the school system. This is because our children are not being taught our real history. And if they understood this real history and what happened in Europe, right, leading up to the bridge of 1492, the relationship, and this gets to the more controversial side, but the relationship between all of the Abrahamic religions, between Christian Europe, between Muslim Europe and through Jewish Europe, right? And in Spain in 1492, when they threw out the Muslims, they also threw out the Jews in 1492. And right or wrong, I'm just saying the real history here, it's because people
in
Spain believed.
It's because a bunch of the Jews had worked with the Muslims.
Right, that's what they believed. And so people hear this stuff, and or they don't hear this stuff, and they don't know the historical turbulence between these religions. And the only way you're going to have peace and respect and understanding between all of these religions is if we stop the censorship and we talk about what the true history is.
I'm calling for a new crusade, not to go steal oil, not to go kill Muslims, but to say, no more, you stay in your area, we're in ours, and we're going to throw your asses out. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there. concentrated. The very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Next hour, the Epstein revelations are piling in. I have like 50 of them. I'm not kidding. Kyle Saravan, top FBI whistleblower, joins us and more. Now we got loads of phone lines too. Good Lord. I'm going to start trying to go to those. But Brett Pike, very impressive, amazing individual, author, top filmmaker, reaching, I've got to say, billions of views. Going through the history, continue, because I've been interrupting, just backing you up, everything you're saying is so true. Then I'm going to do a current analysis of the fact that all the old conflicts are still the conflict now, and the whole global system wants us to forget about that and act like it can control those conflicts and use those crises to bring in control, destroy the old West, and bring in their system. What Trump realizes, pragmatically, even if he was a globalist, which I don't believe he is, their system failed. China double-crossed them. Islam did. They have failed. And so now we go back to the power of the nation state, back to rugged individualism. Trump understands that's what made America great. That's where we're going. Please continue.
Yeah, and I think the word nation is so important because we've been sold this lie that America is just an idea or America is paperwork. But the truth is, America is an incredible nation of people. And it was really founded by European Christians who built upon European principles that went back thousands of years. Like I said, everything from Rome to the Greek democracies, to the Italian Renaissance, to the chivalry that developed in England and this system of honor, right? And I actually did a video recently how most people don't realize it, but honor is the most important word in the Declaration of Independence. And you know it's the most important word because it's the last word, right? You pledge your sacred honor. That's what Thomas Jefferson made the last word of the Declaration of Independence. And that was a tip of the cap to the European culture that this country was founded on. And for really up until the 1960s, when the country really sidetracked, American morality was the central piece of American law, right? We talk about that with, you couldn't rent a hotel room in the 1950s, right? If you weren't a married couple. And homosexuality wasn't tolerated in public, and abortion wasn't legal. And all of this stems from the Christian roots that was the United States of America. And sometime after World War II, Christians were convinced that, no, you can't allow your ideology to dominate law. And Christians took a step back.
Your religion's taken out. Now the New Age rainbow religion's brought in. It wasn't that our ancestors were squares. They understood you had to hold the line. And honor is the real currency, because then you can count on what somebody says. It's all about the fact that they do what they're going to say. Now, where's honor? It's been thrown to the wind.
Yeah. So, and you nailed it. So when that void was created, they brought in the new religion. And the new religion, which really is cultural Marxism, and it takes a lot of different forms, right? We could say it's progressivism. We could say it's liberalism. We could say it's feminism. It's promoting homosexuality to children. It's allowing the state in many different states, right, to literally chemically castrate children without the consent of their parents. This is what happens when a country, when a nation, and that's the word you brought up at the beginning, when a nation loses the connection to its roots. And I think more and more people are realizing that, and they're seeing what has been done here. And they have ripped out the connection of America's Christian European roots. And in 1965, they passed the Hart-Celler Act, and they start bringing people in from all different cultures that don't have connection to the culture that the people who founded this country had a connection to.
And as the globalists say, classical Western culture, which you're right, it's the Renaissance, it's Christianity, it's chivalry, it's all these things. But in the globalist documents, they say it's the Scots, the Brits, and the Irish. They never would submit even to the Romans. It's this rebellious nature. We have to kill the West so people submit to our globalist takeover.
Yeah, exactly. And so then they start bringing in people from all different cultures, and they use the school system to teach this Marxist ideology. So they're basically framing it as the people that built this country and their ancestors, the American nation, right? Just like Japanese people or the Japanese nation, right? If we started to flood their borders with tens of millions of Europeans, everyone would say that's wrong, right? You're overthrowing their country by bringing in a different culture. Right? So they start to bring in people from all different cultures through illegal and legal immigration, which is just as, if not more destructive than the illegal immigration. They start bringing in people from all different cultures, and they use the school system to teach this Marxist ideology so that the children of these immigrants view the heritage population of the United States of America as being oppressors. And at first you think, oh, well, this isn't a problem when it's, all right, well, now it's 10% of the population. Well, fast forward 20 years, it's 20% of the population. And now it's 40%+ of the population that have been brought in from all various different parts of the world. And for a couple of generations now have been taught that the heritage population of the United States of America is inherently evil and are inherently oppressors. And the American nation is waking up and remembering that we have a right to our own borders, that we have a right to our own country, that we have a right to our own culture, way of life, rule of law. And the only way we are going to recover that is if we remember who we are.
Well, that's right. Let's explain. The globalists said this everywhere. the Western culture of classical liberalism, not modern liberalism, two different things, not neoliberalism, but liberalism, pay less taxes, have private property, have rights, have the right to travel. That liberal means more. The modern thing, it means less. Mondami, oh, illegals don't need an ID to vote or come in the country, but you need three IDs to scoop snow or leave your house. That's not liberalism. But the globalist tyranny is antithetical to that, so they have to bring down the West because they fear that it might sprout again. That's why it's under such attack.
I'd love to get your opinion on this, because I brought up this question the other day to my audience, and we're very freedom-oriented. I'm a very freedom-oriented person. But what I pointed out is, if freedom is more important than morality, then what legitimate argument would there be to not allowing gay pride parades to march in front of every elementary school in America, if that's the case? So morality has to be in front of freedom, and freedom's just as important. We want the First Amendment.
Well, that's and the classical Western thing, right? Adults can do what they want as long as they're not hurting somebody privately, but we don't sell whiskey to 10-year-olds. We don't show porn to 10-year-olds. We can't join the military until 18. It is indecency with a child when they try to interface with children. I think that we follow the system. That's how it works.
Right, and that comes from morality, right? That stems from morality. So I wanted to get your opinion. Where do you rank morality versus freedom? And by the way, I just want to preface that when I say that First Amendment, Second Amendment, like this is all fundamental, right? I'm not questioning that. But what I am saying is, to what degree should we make our morality more fundamental in the country? Because if you went to New York City in 1950, there were crosses on every building, and the morality, right, was center to the American
I'll
experience.
I'll answer it this way. I don't think you can rate the truth.
I just want to make everyone think.
No, I agree. Well, let's elaborate. It's a central question. Thomas Jefferson, people he competed with, Adams, others basically said, only a moral people can be free, an informed, engaged moral people on average. And Jefferson talked about it being the yeoman farmers that actually knew how to do things, not just a bunch of educated idiots, even though he was very educated. And so I don't think it's either or. I think that you don't want a tyranny in the name of morality, but it has to be freedom for adults as long as they don't try to infringe on somebody else's freedom to grow up free and outside their evil. And you also have to have the freedom of free speech to repudiate evil even to adults. So I don't think that there's a calculation of where you rate something. I think a moral people with Christ in their heart are going to then create the right paradigm of balance of liberty versus tyranny. And so I think it comes into a spiritual decision within the individual. So where Christ is injected and Christ is, then you will have the true morality with freedom. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you nailed that. And it's been something I've been trying to prompt people to think about more, because I think we have gotten so far away from morality being a center part of our society. We've been coached to the point where we've surrendered our values for those progressive values.
Yeah, and Islam has the argument, hey, we're not promoting pedophilia, we're not doing all this. Actually, they do. It's all legal the way they frame it. Oh, have sex with kids, but two men have sex, we're going to kill them. And oh, yeah, you can have sex with a three-year-old girl. It's the most pedophilic, sick system in the Quran and in the Hadith that come out of it. So the Muslims are like, oh, look, you're immoral, you're bad. Well, the very leftists that are totally satanic are allied with you.
Yeah, exactly. So I think these are fundamental questions, and it's why I think it's so important that we give our children a foundation in our history, our foundation in our morality. So that,
well, remember, the liberals and Dr. Spock, not a Star Trek folks, the top child psychologists, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, taught parents, don't tell your kid what to do, let them be themselves. They meant don't give them any values so the state can give them their values. It is essential to literally explain all this to your children with your books, other material. That is the key battle.
Yeah, one of the greatest lies that we've been taught in our lifetime is that you send your children to public school because they're getting a neutral education, right? And what I would say is, if you let someone with different values educate your kids, you're crazy. because they're going to indoctrinate your kids, and they're not giving a neutral education.
And there are people that took that job in their own words to do it.
Yeah, I mean, they're teaching that if you're proud of your ancestors, that means you're hateful, which, of course, that isn't true. So
we've seen videos in Australia, the UK, US, little girls frequently come home and cry. Not that the earth's dying because they're a human and they commit suicide, that too, but I'm white, I'm bad. That is total child abuse.
Right. And you, right, if you espouse traditional views, right, the feminist in the school system, the teachers will teach these little kids that that's misogynistic, right? Those are hateful views. So everything that you believe as a parent, when you send your kids to the public school system, they're not learning it through a neutral lens. They're learning it through the lens of the isms. And if your children espouse the views that you hold, right? If your child goes to school, for example, and says that they support deportations, we saw the other day a video went viral of a middle school student punching another middle school student in the face because he supported ICE, right? Because the students in that school have been taught that that's okay because support for ICE is hateful, right? So the way everything is framed in school is designed not to be neutral, but to teach your children that basic right-wing positions are, how they always frame it, are Nazi Germany, right? When, of course, that couldn't be further from the truth.
So let me ask you this. I mean, it does seem that normal human activity, just common sense, beyond conservative Christian, like common sense is on the rise. The left's in trouble worldwide. Globalism's in trouble. They admit it is. How would you quantify the moment in time we're in and what we can do to accelerate this victory versus how the bad guys are going to strike back?
Yeah, well, for me, and this is why I use powerful rhetoric, it's, for one, to restore the remembrance that we are a nation. I think that's really important, because if you don't know that you are a nation of people, then how are you supposed to defend it?
Exactly. That's why your identity is America's evil, it's bad, it oppressed brown people. That's the new identity. Take an eater in the Star Spangled Banner. No, it's the opposite. Be proud. This is an amazing nation. Like the Democrats wouldn't stand up for the hockey team or for families of killed people. I mean, like folks, are you going to be with that group? And what is that group? That's literally a revolutionary communist takeover. No, America's not perfect. We want to make it better, but it's been the best. We should celebrate this shared identity that transcends race.
We need to be really proud of the country that our ancestors built, right? They're really proud of the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, right? Of the right to a fair trial. These are fundamental things that we as a people need
to be
proud of.
But the inventions and the architecture and the rugged individualism, these people were proud of this. They came here because it wasn't allowed anywhere else. This was a real revolution. We are the revolutionaries. We are the children, the great-grandchildren of revolutionaries. Embrace who we are, our true identity as rugged individualist trailblazers.
And then we have to have the moral courage, and this is why I bring up the morality, to remember that tolerance is not the ultimate virtue. Right, that we
shouldn't be tolerant. Virtue. Tolerance is giving in who you are. It's being raped.
It's the devil's virtue, that we shouldn't be tolerant of open borders, that we shouldn't be tolerant of crime, that we shouldn't be tolerant of pride parades on our streets in front of elementary schools.
Let's talk about tolerance in Islam. It's not tolerant. There are two types of countries, Muslim and about to be Muslim.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you're tolerant of everyone, right, you say, all right, well, bring in, you see this in Europe more than here, right? But bring in tens of millions of Muslims, well, how long before the UK is conquered, right? Because really at that point, it's just a numbers game. So to me, it's about restoring the remembrance that we are a nation and then starting with our children from a young age. Because I always say you could spend all the effort in the world waking up adults, but if we allow our children to be put to sleep, then it's like being on a treadmill that never ends, right? We're just going to have to wake up more and more people. But if we adults,
we shouldn't fight the tentacles and the symptoms. We got to fight the disease. So spend a few minutes on you. I've been following you a few years, but you're reaching billions of views now. What woke you up? You look pretty young. You have best-selling books. What inspired you? Because that's an inspiration to others.
Well, that's a great story. And by the way, Alex, thank you for having me. And this is really a full circle moment for me because you asked about my awakening. I remember maybe like 2014, 15, my sister started telling me crazy stuff about the food system, and I was very asleep, so I thought she was a lunatic. But I respected her enough. I was like, all right, well, let me respect her to look into it. And when I looked, I found out that, oh, you know what? There is something here. So then I started looking for, I said, all right, well, who else is talking about this stuff, right? Because no one I listened to ever talked about it. And I came across this crazy guy who was screaming about the frogs being gay, Alex Jones. And I said, he's talking about the food system. And I started listening to Alex Jones, and you were a major part of my awakening. And as I went through that awakening, and you really woke, funny thing actually, I actually, 2015, and I would not have been ready for it then, but I actually sent you an email that you could probably find about how I would make a great journalist for you back in 2015-ish. But I loved what you were doing.
By the way,
and,
that's my goal. When they finally shut us down, which is probably next month, people don't believe it because we've survived so much, fine, watch. If God's plan will spread. I was about to say during a break, we're going to start doing a lot of 1 hour shows, even once a week. We would love to have you work with us. And so yes, brother, that's amazing. Please continue. We didn't talk before. I didn't know we inspired you, but it's God's hand. So many times that we talk to people, 9 out of 10, we were critical in that. And that's why the globals that are going to shut me down, they're already, the beautiful part about God's plan is that the awakening is so huge, they don't realize they're done. But sorry, go ahead.
So you were a huge part of that awakening. I came across you. I came across Richard Grove, Tragedy and Hope, The Peace Revolution. He's wonderful. And then I came across Owen Benjamin. And you all helped me in my awakening in different ways. Owen, what he taught me is about a lot of personal responsibility. So if you look at me now, we teach this to our students. So I homestead. And we grow our own food. I have an orchard, and we do all of that.
Yeah, he teaches really like Thomas Jefferson did. Real revolution is being a farmer. Because from that, you project all the power grows out of a family farming that's self-sufficient. That is the base level of power.
And exactly. We teach this stuff to our students from a young age. And then I wanted to become the change. So what I started doing is I just started with my kids' books. Like, you know, I just started writing children's books.
And how old are you?
Bears. I am 37 now.
Wow, you look younger age. So how many children you got?
So 2018, my first son was born. Now I have 3 kids. But 2018, my son's born. So I'm like, how am I going to teach him about the world? So and that gave me the idea to write the kids' books.
They say necessity is the mother of invention.
It sure is. I didn't want him going through the school system. So then 2022, I had a big following, and I just started teaching classes. The first class I ever taught was Intro to Propaganda for Elementary School Students. It was a massive success. Since then, I have taught courses on the Bill of Rights, the American Revolution, the U.S. Constitution, Real Civics. We just partnered with State Nationals Rock. They're teaching a course on not only knowing your rights, they're teaching this course for us, but really understanding how to exercise your constitutional rights, which is so important. Last semester, I taught a course on propaganda using the book by Edward Bernays as our textbook, and we covered propaganda in the 20th century. I'm now partnering with all these great people. Old World Florida, he recently went super viral with his interview with Jake Shields. Old World Florida's teaching, and you can follow him on X, he's incredible. A course for us on the Age of Discovery and Columbus and what was happening with the Reconquista and really teaching children great history. I just partnered with Memory Medieval, and he's going to be teaching about the Middle Ages because we're trying to give our students that root. We study
Latin.
And
again, it's so hot. I mean, the numbers on, do you have the current numbers on homeschooling? It's exploding.
Over 3.7 million families. We're teaching Latin. We're focusing on skills. Our students, they all garden together. So they garden year-round together. We do carpentry stuff. So everything's about skill development. And then we do a ton of entrepreneurial stuff. I'm teaching a course right now, and our students are currently selling their own items on Facebook Marketplace. But we do entrepreneurial classes. My students actually reached out to me yesterday, and now we're going to do it because I let them take ownership. We learned about investing. I had this incredible guy, Mark Quain. You guys could find him on X as well.
Well, let's do this. Promise me you'll come back next week. Yes, I want to work with you. I've been following you for a few years. What's crazy is I'm like searching years ago homeschool books, conservative, I already have 7 or 8 of your books my younger daughter has, and I'm just tempted to just even take her out of private school and just have her, you know, do your stuff because it is so on target. But I want to encourage you too. Please take this interview, put it on your own platform, edit it, cut it up however you want because, you know, we just want to get this information out. In closing, other key points you want to add, what's your gut level? I feel like we're winning, but people can't take that for granted. How would you quantify where we are right now in this fight?
Well, first, let me say I've had a lot of cool endorsements, like a lot, Elon Musk and Ian Carroll. But having Alex Jones say his daughter reads my kids' books is like beyond the dream come true and the coolest endorsement I think you could ever get. And as far as, you know, anyone who's black-pilled out there, let me say this. If you saw what I see every day, I promise you would not be black-pilled. We educate
that's
thousands.
The average person that's awake is alone. They don't wear a t-shirt with Trump on it. Folks, wear one of my shirts to somebody else's. No, you'll be white-pilled quickly.
We educate thousands of homeschool families. And I, through live classes on Zoom, I interact with the elementary students, middle school, high school, every week. And these kids are so incredibly awake. They know that the frogs are gay. And they're not only awake, but they have real skills. They have financial literacy. They have entrepreneurial experience. They know their rights. And they're learning how to actually exercise those rights in the defense of them the way Thomas Jefferson envisioned. And this is what I see every day. And I'm telling you right now, the future is bright. It was only like 3% of men that led the American Revolution, 1776. And we're going to have way more than that in a few years. So we will restore the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our nation, and our country. And I feel great about it.
It's beautiful. You got a lot of websites and stuff. Where's the best place to find all your educational quick videos you do?
www.classicallearner.com. That's classicallearner.com. I'm Cubs to Bears Book on Instagram. That's my more gravy Alex Jones style videos. That's Cubs to Bears Books. And then I'm also Classical Learner on Instagram. Classic Learner.
Beautiful. But it's got to feel good having Elon post your stuff every week. Brett Pike, thank you so much.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. Yeah, that build all the bombs. Yeah, that hide behind walls. Yeah, that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets
All right, I appreciate callers holding. What happens is they load the phone lines up and then they have a guest on. I never get to you. That's why sometimes I say, oh, just take 7 to 8 calls because I don't make you hold. Kyle Cerevit's got huge news on a whole bunch of fronts. All the new Epstein file stuff. Cash telling deep trouble. It's all coming up. Let's take a few calls right now before he joins us. Matthew in California, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. I would first like to say to your last point with your guest, buy Ultimate CMOS and also purchase the clothing. I wear those sweatshirts all the time. I bought a few of them for me and my wife, some of the t-shirts, and everywhere I go, people love them.
Yeah, people that feel like they're alone. If you wear an InfoWars shirt, it's an adventure.
Oh, dude, they love it. All my friends, even people who aren't super active in this line of thinking, they see it and they respect it somehow. It's interesting. But my point that I wanted to make or draw attention to is I'm happy you actually waited to take my call because it aligns with the previous guest to some degree, and maybe he can investigate a little bit.
Isn't Brett Pike a badass?
Oh, incredible. Dude, I hear people all the time starting to homeschool. I'll play video games sometimes, and there's all these little kids, and there's, you know, geniuses, and they're just saying they're homeschooled all the time. But in that line of thought, I've studied something called anthroposophy, and created by a gentleman named Rudolf Steiner. I've just thousands of hours of his lectures and everything like that, and it is deeply interesting. I'll trust the Holy Spirit to touch people to investigate that. But in that line of thought, you know, and in frame of what's going on in the world, this is a genuinely spiritual place as far as my studies have taken me to understand. And there's so
the third
many
dimension is an interdimensional clearinghouse. You know, I never read Rudolf Steiner, but people heard me over the last 30 years talking about my personal spiritual experiments. They go, that's Rudolf Steiner. And then I read two of his books, and he had a different cosmology of what God had shown him to describe it, but it's very similar to what I've personally, you know, been given.
Yeah, no, it is very deeply interesting. And just approach it casually for anyone who might investigate into it. But man, you are just right over the target with some of the stuff he said. And that's what I was going to say. One, for that gentleman, I would recommend to him to look into Waldorf education. My personal feelings are it's difficult with big institutions where.
Yeah, I would say if you want to know about Waldorf, they don't really follow what Steiner said.
Yeah, of course. So you got to be aware of that. You got to be on your feet. But still, there is truth there. That's what the Holy Spirit tells me, at least. But I would investigate that to that other gentleman. And also, in other political views and the Epstein stuff going on and all this stuff taking place, there's a really interesting lecture that I've come across called The Mechanistic, Eugenic, and Hygienic Aspects of the Future. And man, it is so beautiful. One, too interesting to hear you go off for, you know, I'm only 29. I've been listening to you for 5-6 years, maybe, but you've been going off for a while and you're just right over the target with deep, deep truth.
Are you saying I'm in that report or you're talking about separately what I'm saying with that report?
No, separately. This lecture was given, you know, 150 years ago, but the stuff you're saying now, it just aligns perfectly.
Well, let's be clear. I read what Sir Francis Galton said, and before him, Malthus. So it's not like I read what they said. That's why it's the same. I read what they said. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
You know, having Brett Pikeman followed for years on, I realize I haven't had some of his books in my house. I realize he's been around for 8-9 years now. And to know that we were instrumental in waking him up, it happened so many times with the guests, not about tooting my horn. But all the demonizations, all the attacks, all the attempts to take us off air, if they are successful and I ever get shut down or killed or put in prison, it's kind of like, too bad, you got all this to deal with now. It's just amazing. His videos are getting billions of views now in the aggregate, between like 100 million views, Elon Musk, 80 million views, 70 million views. That's just Elon Musk putting his stuff out. So exciting. Now, I twisted Kyle Serafin's arm to come on because he already did his podcast. Less than an hour, he's doing another one. Because people see Cash Patel up there, the U.S. team wins, he's fierce, yelling, screaming. It's like, hey, he loves America, except that's what he does all the time. So, you know, if I wanted to be at Mar-a-Lago or the Olympics, I could be there. And the issue is that's what him and Pam Bondi do all day. I don't want to make that our top story. There's so much to get into, the Epstein files and all the developments in the State of the Union last night. But Kyle Serafin has been critical of it and says he's got some major issues. There's a big New York Times article about it. He says, oh, that's a harbinger for Cash. Cash Patel's use of jet delayed FBI team's mass shooting response, whistleblower tells top senator. We also have a Cash Patel's Olympic schedule of plenty of time for leisure. And that's what we're dealing with here. Then we got what's happening in West Virginia and these different bills they've got. Virginia falling to the tyrants. Then we have the CIA declassified report. It had been declassified a long time ago, but Tulsi Gabbard had it digitized, put online, where, yeah, we use vaccines, poisons of food and water to dumb people down, control them, infertility. What a huge development there, having all of that. Got all these Epstein resignations, arrests, attempted suicides, the former ambassador to the U.S. from England arrested, the king's brother, the Norwegian PM indicted and tried to commit suicide. Now they say he didn't, but he's in the hospital. You've got Larry Summers, Clinton's top financial advisor, resigning, apologizing for his Epstein files. I mean, even if they're trying to cover this up, it's not working. And now Thomas Massie says they publish a bunch of stuff and pull it back. I mean, this is crazy. So Kyle Serafin, top FBI whistleblower, needs some introduction, batting 1,000. He joins us right now, Kyle Serafin on Truth Social, kylesarafinshow.com.podbean.com, rumble.com/Kyle Serafin. He joins us right now. So, Kyle, so many places to go, so many angles to hit. You want to start with Cash Patel, and then, you know, sadly, I'm sad for Bongino, but, you know, he came back with a dead cat bounce of, oh, a couple million viewers. Now it's down a few hundred thousand, as you predicted. Sad for him. He just keeps doubling down, screaming at everyone. I think he's emblematic of some of the administration that just think they just yell at us, everything will just go away, but that's not what's happening. Kyle, and I want them to correct course because we know they're better than Democrats, but they don't seem to be doing that. Kyle Serafin.
All right. You want to lead with West Virginia? That's kind of positive. We could start off with that. And it's kind of a neat thing for liberty. So a lot of people don't maybe realize this, but the reason I don't work at the FBI, like the direct reason, I was a whistleblower. I went to Congress. I shared stuff about how the FBI was involved in malfeasance. But the actual direct reason the FBI gave was that I was inappropriate with a police officer, which is to say a cop asked me to do something he didn't have the legal right to do. And I said I wasn't going to do it in a really polite way. And it was while I was out shooting on public land in New Mexico. So my real passion is not politics. I actually hate politics, Alex. And if I had a chance, I could just teach guns.
It's basic human rights, civil rights, isn't it?
That's it. And like, I used to have the joke that I'm a civil liberties enthusiast. That was the ongoing joke. And the reason I say that is because theoretically we all are. And one of the fundamental rights that I really love is shooting. I like to shoot. So there's a good pushback that's happening right now. And I don't always tell people good news. So how about this? My buddy actually wrote up the bill or helped write the bill with Gun Owners of America. And they're pushing this in West Virginia. So it's a state law. And people can do something right now. You can reach out. There's a guy whose name is Tom Willis. His email is tom.willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, at westvirginiasenate.gov. So wvsenate.gov. If you send it out there and tell them, we want to buy machine guns in West Virginia. And you could be someone who lives in West Virginia and listens to the InfoWars and you're like, I want to buy a machine gun. Heck yeah. Maybe you're someone who says, maybe I would move to West Virginia if I could own machine guns and the state would allow me to do that. This is would be in compliance with federal law. It basically starts cutting out the shoulders and cutting out some of the supports on the National Firearms Act of 1934, which I think a lot of people know is atrocious. They started doing this with a big, beautiful bill. The Trump administration was able to kind of get that through where we've removed the taxing for suppressors and machine guns and stuff like that, or SBRs rather, taking that down to $0.
Yeah, but I mean, let's not take away from the fact that those are big victories.
They're big victories, and for anybody who goes out and buys a suppressor, and I got a bunch of them, and if you go out and you want to buy an SBR and you don't have to pay $200 anymore, that's a big barrier to entry. It'd be nice if we saw the DOJ actually back that play and say, hey, you know what? We're going to actually vacate some of our own ruling. They haven't done it yet, but let's do some state steps where we can. So anyway, West Virginia, if you guys want to go out there and own machine guns, you got to reach out and let them know. This is an active bill. It is being supported by Gun Owners of America. It can be supported by you too. And West Virginia is a good place to go shoot machine guns as anywhere else. It's kind of a small little bastion of liberty. As you said, they're losing those rights over in Virginia. So you might see an exodus of people from Virginia that want to own some weapon systems and, you know, maybe you want to own a belt fed or something like that. So that was like the positive room. That's a PSA, if you don't mind.
Now let's move to Virginia. As hardcore as Illinois or California, CIA operative woman in there. No, we're going to have electronic voting machines, no voting integrity, illegals voting, drag queen story time. I mean, they are doubling down in Virginia. And the new attorney general who ran on killing members of the legislature and their families by name, he had pledged, I'm putting Trump in prison. So this is Letitia James on steroids.
It's really, really bad. I moved out of Virginia in 2021 because I looked out there, Alex, and I was like, oh, dude, I can't be here anymore. Like I saw 5 years of what it looked like. We had Glenn Youngkin step in. And who did they have do the Democrat sort of State of the Union response? The person they had to do it was Abigail Spanberger, who just took over as governor in that state. Not only did she bring in an attorney, you know, she's working with an attorney general who was seriously problematic. She also promoted the secretary of, what is it, like Homeland Security and Public Safety.
Problematic. He said he's going to kill members of the legislature by name and their families.
And his
poll numbers went up with Democrats.
Yeah, God forbid we call out somebody who does something privately that gets exposed. That's just a private scandal. That's just a guy being inartful in his communications, right? Of course, he doubled down on it and said that he would still do that. The second thing is Spanberger actually brought in her own minister or whatever you want to call it, Secretary of Homeland Security and of Public Safety. And he's the former special agent in charge of Richmond, Virginia, who was in charge of Richmond, Virginia when they did the radical traditionalist Catholic doctrine, which was one of the things that kind of catapulted my whistleblowing into national fame. It put me in a bunch of congressional records. We pointed out to this guy named Stanley Meador, who apparently doesn't care about the Bill of Rights, doesn't care about the First Amendment, your freedom to worship, thinks that it's okay to target people who like Latin Mass because you might be a white supremacist and we should be able to go after those. So that guy is now in the cabinet of this governor. So, you know, you got bastions of liberty that exist in small little places where you can find that Americans are pushing back. And then on the other end of it, what do you get? You get people like Abigail Spanberger and the Democrats
with Newsom claim they're going to reform and back down his rhetoric change. But in the actual policies, what they're doing, they're more hardcore than ever.
100%. Yeah. And then look, we got a momentary blip. This is my problem. This is my concern with like Glenn Youngkin. Everyone's like, look, parents spoke up and now we're going to get what we wanted. There was never any doubt that the people who live in the Northern Virginia area from Richmond all the way up into the Fairfax County and Loudoun, all of those people, they didn't change. They got momentarily sort of distracted and they were worried about maybe having transgender people in the bathrooms with their kids. And then they turned around and voted for the exact same wild, radical leftist policies. Their congresspeople hold, you know, anti-gun events and townhouses with, with the moms who are demanding action, because I guess they're not getting action at home. They have to demand action that we take, you know, people's guns. So all of this kind of stuff, it's always been there. And the reason it's there, and this is something I can't help but continue to beat the drum on. The federal government is staffed by people who live in Northern Virginia. And if you don't know that, and you don't know who is putting Abigail Spanberger into office, it's the major population center right outside of Washington, D.C. There's basically three places you can live if you work in the federal government. Some people live in D.C. and they like to live in a crime-ridden city that might be a little bit better now in some areas, but it's certainly not in all. Then there's some people that live in Maryland, and maybe they don't want to own guns, so they live there, and that's fine, and they can live in Maryland. It's a little bit cheaper in certain parts of it, but it's not a place I could ever live. And if you actually care about being a firearms owner, if you care about anything about your own civil liberties, then you might live in Virginia, and now you're seeing that you're actually outnumbered pretty aggressively, and you'll find out that, you know, it's probably 3-2 that you have your neighbors that work next to you, work in the federal government, and they have no conservative thoughts whatsoever. They are radical on the far left. They are not 90s Democrats, like a lot of people in the GOP are these days. They're legitimately progressive, marching as far as they can. So that's how you get a Spanberger. That's a sign of the times. My concern is that Donald Trump's little blip and popping in for these 4 years could very easily, without the accomplishments that need to happen under his Agenda 47 promises, if he doesn't achieve them, and he's not on a great track record right now in the first year, if he doesn't achieve them all, then you're going to get the same thing that happened to Glenn Youngkit. You're going to swing back and we'll see President Gavin Newsom, you know,
who's a complete buffoon. No, absolutely. It will just supercharge the left. So I want to shift gears out of that now. To Cash Patel, you know, they got the joke meme where the Grim Reaper going down the hall, all these FBI agents who, you know, were J6ers, were persecutors of Trump. No one's telling Trump. Bonnie's not telling him. Patel's not telling him. You predicted that Bongino would totally implode. You know, it's sad, but it just shows the mindset. These guys think we're in the age of being asleep. People aren't. That's about just everybody else. But now, let's play the clip of when the U.S. hockey team won. It was amazing 48-year victory. Great. Cash Patel's there just going completely crazy. And it'd be one thing if he's at one event like this. He's constantly, from all my sources, this is what he does on the private jet, that he said if you take a private jet anywhere, like for entertainment, you should be fired. But he's used it like double or triple more, you know, than his predecessor. And so now there's investigations of it that are very emblematic of all this, of how while Rome burns, America burns. On his 250th anniversary coming up, Cash Patel and others are fiddling. Here's the clip of him. Mother that her kid killed in a blue city, or you got them not standing, you know, for the hockey team. We get that's bad. So we love celebration. But the point is, it's like Cash Patel at every event, you know, country music things. It's like every day. The only place I see him now is at Hollywood style events. And so if he was just at this event, that'd be fine. But I think it's emblematic of a showboat, but there's also some legalese issues here. So I like what he's doing over Democrats booing it, but why are you concerned about this, Kyle Servin?
Well, first of all, if you look at what you saw in that clip, and I'm 100% behind, look, I've been on sports teams and I've been in military units where you have a great victory, you go celebrate, you do wild stuff. I graduated from PJ Indoc. We went down to the Riverwalk in San Antonio. This will gross you out. All the guys stripped down to their skivvies. We were all in our what are called Ranger panties or Sophies, and that was it. So nothing but like a little tiny pair of underwear, and we all jumped in the damn Riverwalk because we're a bunch of weirdos and we were at Hooters, and so we all dove in there, and you know, people were grossed out and laughing and cheering, and it's like that's the moment for us at that time when you have a victory. And what you see in that video is you don't see the press in any meaningful way. And you don't see a bunch of family members. You see the trainers. You see the crew that's part of the team. You see the coaching staff, right? You see the players who are all in their 20s, basically. And then there's this 46-year-old government bureaucrat who's standing there swinging his head around like he's a rock star groupie. And he's touring with Metallica. And he looks like a fool. I mean, it's just absolutely foolery. And so the argument has been made. And it's not going to hit well. Like, you might be able to get it on social media with people that just live on Twitter and think that the AstroTurf sort of movement back normalizes this. Regular people are like, what in the actual hell is going on there? He's not in his official capacity. He's not there worried about Olympic security. He's wearing a Team USA jersey. And so here's the deal. Alex, I knew this was going to happen, before that he got on the plane, and I immediately knew what was going on there because I have some sourcing on that. So I reported this on Thursday morning as he was airborne that this is what he was going to go do. And then the FBI realized that they were in trouble and they start cover firing. And so they have this guy whose name is Ben Williamson. He's the assistant director of public affairs. He starts going out. He's the person that everybody in the media talks to. So any of your reporters, any of the mainstream, they got to deal with Ben. And Ben is like officially the propagandist of Kash Patel. And what I saw was like the first move was he was doing something kind of embarrassing. Then they tried to keep it quiet and they said it's for official meetings. So he was doing all these public PR events. He's shaking hands with the ambassador. He's meeting Italian law enforcement officials. He's meeting the embassy guard there with the Marines and like, all that's fine. That's what freaking politician type guys do. When that all happened, that would have been fine if that was it. But then he got caught and he was captured on a hockey website. They saw him on the live stream. And so this Puck News account was like, hey, don't we recognize this on Dylan Larkin's live stream? And then it started leaking out. And there was somebody in that room who's associated with the FBI, and I'm sure they're on a mole hunt to try to figure out which one of them it was, leaked that story and the video that you just saw to a whole bunch of people. I mean, it went out to all the left-wing sources. And I talked to people that are on the right side of the media and on the left side of the media. I'm not necessarily one team or the other. And like, if you have good information, you talk about the FBI, that's people I talk to. I've been doing this for several years now. You can see there's a Daily Wire story, I think, that's on your desk, Alex. And it's when I started talking to Brandon Dre, who I was already looking at the story for months before that. But the FBI director and whoever it is, right, whether it's Chris Wray, if it's Jim Comey, if it happens to be Kash Patel, like, that's kind of my beat. I worry about the FBI director abusing the jet. And it's one thing to abuse the jet. It's another thing to do that is the cardinal sin in the FBI. That is, if you embarrass the FBI, you are in deep, deep doo-doo. And he did. He looked like a fool. He was obviously not there for any meaningful purpose. And when that video came out and it was released on Sunday and then it was a big deal on Monday and it dominated the news stories for like a lot of the stuff that I read, I went, okay, this is a mutiny. This was FBI people taking the first open shot saying that we're still here. You did not remove us. These are the people that Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, Donald Trump would have called deep state. The people that have been there for as long as they've been there, and they're going to continue to be there because you can't get rid of all of them unless you do what I said, and they're not going to do that. So they've already shown they're not going to. It's too late. Now you're going to have a PR smash, and this is going to be the mutiny where Kash Patel is going to look like a fool, and all of his missteps over the last year, which they've definitely been cataloging, are going to start seeping out. And no sooner did I say that, I think yesterday morning, we got news yesterday afternoon that a whistleblower went to Dick Durbin. Dick Durbin is a Democrat. He's out of Illinois. He is not a person that would be friendly to me.
This signals, you called Bongino months before to the day. You called the day. You said a day or so before Christmas. You called it to the day that this was going to happen. So let's go over this. White House staff appears to Kash Patel's use of jet delayed FBI's team mass shooting response, now being reviewed by the U.S. Senate. So what does this mean?
What that means is that happened in December. Okay. So that's a couple of months old. And there's something that people have to understand. When you're a whistleblower, you're basically taking a gamble. You're rolling the dice and saying that this member of Congress or this member of the Senate has enough power and strength to be able to make sure that I don't lose my freaking job for giving it to them, that they're going to have the good OPSEC and they're not going to, you know, sink my ship at this agency. And basically people make that decision and then they go, nah, I'm not going to do it. They saw what happened to me. They saw what happened to my friend Garrett O'Boyle. They saw what happened to Steve Friend and some other whistleblowers. Marcus Allen testified in front of Congress. These guys lost
everything. But they can leak stuff that fights the establishment.
You could do that if you thought you were safe. And the problem is right now the people that are on the left that are looking at Kash Patel as a representative of the Trump administration writ large. And I don't think that's necessarily fair, but that's what they're looking at him. Kash Patel, Donald Trump, inextricably linked to the FBI. And they're like, this guy's a clown. He's clowning our agency. They take offense at that. And that video leak was the first opening shot. The second one was them coming out and showing a whistleblower. Now you're going to show that there's a problem with him using the personal jet, which is actually delaying the mission of the FBI to respond to like crime scenes, to go and do evidence response. And if you'll notice, the FBI responded and said, well, no, we already had evidence response on call. Yeah, they did from the local field office from Boston. But what they didn't have is the national tiered unit, which is based out of Northern Virginia. And I know guys on this. Here's why it's relevant, Alex. The FBI director's use of the jet has always screwed with mission priorities. Like it happened under Jim Comey.
Let's just be clear. We're not trying to nitpick Patel.
I'm trying to point to them, like, what this means.
Let me just tell them, no, they're new viewers. We have like 15 clips of him, 100 probably, 15 I've seen, where he's like, I want Ray out of there. He used the jet to go see his wife. You can't use that jet. And I pledge never use the jet. Then he is like running around everywhere to private events on the jet, admitting it. My point is that is total hypocrisy. So it just shows a moral disconnect. Because if I was the FBI director and said, I'm not going to use the jet for private stuff, I wouldn't do that. And I would expect if I did, I'm used to being a radio host. He knows, like, if I lie to my listeners, they're going to destroy me. Like, it's like, I don't even do that anyways. It's like, I don't know how to explain it.
Alex, if you told everybody that you're just a regular guy and all you do is you fire up your F-150 every morning and you drive yourself into the office yourself, and then they found out that you had a private driver and you actually rode in on like a limousine, or you drove in a Lamborghini and then you had somebody else park the car for you and you threw the keys at him and you were just Mr. Big Shot. If you said one thing and then you lived another way, that hypocrisy is really gross. Cash Patel has done that very aggressively. So he's lost people that just want to see you not abusing our money. We have a partial government shutdown still going. Right.
So let me ask you the bigger question. I wish Cash Patel was great. The Democrats are trying to get rid of him. Should think maybe somebody good gets in. Like, what's going on with the DOJ paralyzed with Epstein?
So that, I think the DOJ is actually covering for itself. I think that the FBI is covering for itself with Epstein. This is the kind of the weirder moment. And I don't think a lot of people understand. I didn't recognize this until I was speaking to a retired agent out of New York. The case on Epstein was run out of the New York field office. So people have to understand that first. The New York field office is responsible for the biggest counterintelligence mission in the FBI. And Epstein represented a counterintelligence, probably a potential threat. He was working with the Israelis for physical security. We found out in some of the leaked files that the Israeli permanent mission to the UN was actually doing physical and technical, security for his Manhattan, whatever it is, penthouse, whatever it's called. So
this is huge, and I forgot this came out.
Yeah.
And I get it. You want to hit the good news and then Patel, and I'm not saying you're wrong to do it, but you got a lot of great sources. You're not just him talking to Mossad, MI6, CIA, back to Bill Barr, the airports with Bush Sr. What you're pointing out, start over, Israeli government running security for the New York offices that Ehud Barak's constantly had, Jeffrey Epstein. That means if he isn't Shin Bet, if he isn't Mossad, he's above that. He's Israeli executive branch.
It means that he was not only being targeted by the Israelis were definitely involved physically. So that means that the Mossad or anybody else that's involved in Israeli intelligence is going to be part of it, because they're not going to miss that opportunity. He's too well connected. That also means that the CIA is going to be interested, which, we are looking for. How do you confirm that these things happen? Everyone speculates. They point to this, file from the FBI where Alex Acosta says he, quote unquote, belonged to intelligence. Well, there's your link. If you have the Israelis doing security at your place, the CIA is interested. The only way they're able to operate with a national resource means the FBI is also co-signing on it, because you get the biggest FBI field office for CI is also there. And that means NSA is involved in collection. So now you've implicated the entire United States intelligence community.
Stop there. And I remember seeing this last night and I forgot to cover it. That's my problem. I have literally 100 Epstein things I haven't gotten to here. I've become punch drunk. Kyle, if I can't dig it out, send it to us right now. I want to come back and start over, because Israeli government running security for Epstein in his New York lair is sensational. And I remember when I saw it, I meant to cover it. Oh my God. I mean, this is so huge, direct, absolute confirmation. Let's start over. Let's pull the document up. Let's come back with this and start over. This is massive. Call Servant's our guest. We'll be right back. Meanwhile, Cash Patel's running around playing Mr. Hollywood. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
I-
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexShowStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Correct that will. Give the masses slip.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is so huge, and I'm so glad Kyle Servin brought this up. I got a bunch of other Epstein news where they more sex slaves, buying babies. It's all there. All these huge resignations happening. Here's Dropside News off the latest. People going through the files. The Israeli government installed and maintained security systems at Epstein's apartment. Yeah, those cameras. Ehud Barak, there are dozens of times. So this is the Israeli government running security for Epstein. This is proof that he was an Israeli government asset, amongst others. They've tried to deny it. The evidence has been overwhelming. This is so historic. And there are the emails. There are the documents. This is so huge. Imagine the other 98% of the files is being suppressed. What's in that? We'll talk to Carl Serafin about that in a moment. Top FBI whistleblower batting 1,000. Carl Serafin, break this down and why it's such a big deal.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm just going to plug. If people want to listen to a long kind of very pedantic conversation about how this stuff all works from a friend of mine who spent 30 years in military intelligence and about two decades in civilian intelligence as well, I did this on Friday's podcast, so people can go to Spotify. It's KyleSerafinShow.com. Go look for the episode we did. It was called Gunboat Diplomacy, and you can go look that up, and there's some chapters in there, so you guys can find where we talked about this specifically. But let me try to break it down. In my words, sometimes I'm a better synthesizer of data than I am, like, the originator of the analysis. Here's what it looks like. The Israelis were 100% involved, based on these emails back and forth, in physical and technical security and surveillance at Epstein's place in New York. So it's the permanent mission to the UN. But if you're a security official, the easiest way that you get intelligence people into the United States is they have some sort of cover job. This should be like basic spy stuff you've seen in every movie, but they get a job. So you work in the embassy, or maybe you work at the permanent mission to the UN. There's a reason why the FBI's field office in New York has the single biggest counterintelligence mission, is because that's where the UN is. Okay, so that's part one. The second piece of that, which I think is also really relevant, is that you have to understand something about FBI culture, and this does involve the FBI. Remember, the FBI is the one that is theoretically redacting and giving these files out. FBI culture is kind of sketchy. The people that want to do the work that everyone thinks the FBI does, which is basically law enforcement, that's actually not really well celebrated. The people that have been running the FBI for the last administrations are mostly counterintelligence, national security types, so counterterrorism, counterintelligence. And a lot of them come out of what we call the New York Mafia. And that's not a mafia thing. It's just like people who work in the FBI in New York. It's the biggest office. It also has a tendency towards corruption. And if anybody has any doubts about that, go look up the story of Charlie McGonigal, who was the special agent in charge of counterintelligence. And he's now doing prison time because he accepted bags of cash, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars, in like McDonald's brown paper bags. And after interviewing his girlfriend, it sounds like there might have been like a lot more than that, like to the tune of several million, where he was taking money from Albanian spies and working out deals while he's working for the FBI, doing all this shady stuff. And all that is to say that when you're a senior executive in those roles, especially on the FBI side, that's the visibility I have, these people are looking for a soft landing. They're looking for, how do I come out of government service where I make $250,000 a year in New York, which is apparently not enough money for them, and how do I make $500, $700, $1 million a year? And what they do is they go and they find businesses that might want to hire them as like head of security, or the person that does whatever their sort of, you know, global sort of look into security and problems. And so you'll hire them and they'll get into all kinds of illogical industries. That's how you end up with guys like Jim Baker, who was at the Twitter files, and he's the chief counsel for Twitter. They all try to find this soft landing job that pays a ton more than government service. And what is the better way to find someone who's got a bunch of money than going to a Jeffrey Epstein type who ran in those circles with princes and kings and captains of industry and prime ministers of the UK and things like that, and prime ministers of, not the UK rather, but prime ministers of other European nations and so on. And you find these international business types that are working with Jeffrey Epstein, and then you approach him. And maybe you approach him because you've got compromise on him. Maybe you approach him because you're going to work a deal. Maybe you have a criminal case about him doing some shady things with some little girls. Whatever it may be, you lean on that guy and you make him one of your assets. And so we can tell that because the Israelis are involved, there's no question the CIA would also want to be involved. We're not going to have Israeli intelligence on U.S. soil doing something and not having our intel services. Well, you also know the NSA is going to be involved. They do the technical surveillance. They do what's called signals intelligence.
Sure, so you just covered the FBI, but let's go right to the meat here. Obviously, Epstein's involved. Israel is running a security system there. That means basically he's in league with them, which we already knew, but this is huge. Speak of the Israeli angle.
Well, the Israeli angle basically implicates the rest of the U.S. government, too, because we're not letting somebody do that. And again, if they have these emails, they know that this was happening. How do they have those emails? Where do they come from? Even if it was after the fact, they would still go in and try to exploit that situation. So you're not going to let the Israelis run an operation with a Jeffrey Epstein solo. That means that they're going to have to either co-run him, or he's going to be answering to multiple masters, whether it be people at CIA or FBI. All those things can be done, other intelligence agencies as well. So now you know physically that he has allowed someone, because he had Ehud Barak staying at his apartment, come in and install cameras and do technical and physical surveillance of the property for the purposes of security. I mean, I've seen the inside of his apartment. I don't know if you've ever seen any of the pictures, but the New York Times did a nice expo. There are entire rooms that are all done in white and blue, just like you find on the Israeli flag. And they're very nice looking things. And maybe he has the same sort of ethos that my wife does, that white and blue look really good together, like on a teapot. Or maybe there's, you know, something to it, the symbolism of that color. But what I do know is that we now have emails that directly link him to working with Israel. And then in the story, you had people like Benjamin Netanyahu saying, well, that proved that he actually wasn't a big fan of Israel. Well, I think it's kind of the opposite. When the permanent mission
it is
from Israel,
and Israel's running the surveillance cameras and obviously the spying side, That means he was under their control, vice versa. And as you said, you always cut to the deeper matter. Any major intelligence operation like this, they knew what's going on, the CIA, NSA, MI6 are all involved. So how does that tie into Prince Andrew as the trade representative of England selling him out and their former U.S. ambassador from England being basically indicted for espionage? How does that all tie into this?
Well, what it tells you is that they knew this all along. There's no question in my mind that the things that we're seeing pop up in the files, they were well known. They had to have been well known. Our intelligence capabilities are really high. So are the Brits. So are the Israelis. So are the other Five Eyes countries. So they knew this stuff. Other European assets, like we're close to some other European powers as well. And they would have known this stuff too. What they didn't have is like a public expose where they were being exposed. And so the fallout from the Epstein files that we keep seeing, and we saw another member of I can't remember what the guy was. There's so many of these guys I keep seeing, Alex, but they go like, well, because I was implicated in the files, I'm going to step away from my position and focus in on this other thing. I'm going to sell off my talent agency where I make a bunch of money.
Larry Summers, I mean, all of there's hundreds of resignations, but my point is exactly. I said 20 years ago when it first broke, the agencies at the top are all the same group of intelligence. Why is the UK arresting top people? I mean, obviously, I think they're at the heart of it, but they're still high-level people. Why did the Trump White House, if they're covering up a bunch of other stuff, release this about Israel? I mean, we got to admit, these 3 million files have got some really damaging stuff in them.
They do. Some of it may have to do with that nobody actually knows what's in there, what they're releasing, because they're so voluminous. And like 3 million is a lot.
The average probably doesn't know what beef jerky and grape soda is.
Probably not. Having sat through some of the meetings and having sat in some of the briefings where they were talking, I remember I was in a 2017 meeting about counterterrorism and they were briefing Milo Yiannopoulos on the same exact page as like Jordan Peterson. And they were talking about Nick Fuentes and they were talking about Richard Spencer, who at the time was like an avowed, like, you know, like neo-Nazi or whatever. And so they were doing all these people as though they were all part of the same movement, the quote unquote alt-right. The FBI has kind of an interesting grab on this. They take agents that don't have a background, don't have a passion in it, and they make them work these cases. They may not know what the hell they're talking about. So yeah, the beef jerky thing, all the stuff that they're releasing, they may not actually have any awareness of what it is. They may have never even seen even an inclination there was something called Pizzagate and what that may have meant and, you know, sort of putting that in the mainstream.
You've talked to high-level FBI agents that don't even know about the whistleblowing cases.
100%. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's regular, like, you know, my buddy Garrett O'Boyle is back in the FBI right now, right? And so he brought a bunch of data to Congress and he testified and he's gone back into an office where he's working at and people there are like, hey man, like sounds like you used to be in Kansas and now you're here. Like that's cool. And they have no idea for the last 3 years he's been sitting on his butt and then basically like throwing grenades into the swamp in Washington. They don't even know who this person is. They're not paying attention to the news.
They don't even know this is a super famous person, especially in their agency. Exactly. And that's what I've gotten from, I'm trying to tell government people, court people, they act like you're a space alien and you start telling them stuff about their own job. They go, how do you know that? And
that's
I'm
right.
just like, no, it's open source. They're like, first they think you're weird, then they're shocked, then they're scared that you know stuff.
That's 100% right. Yeah, you're like an alien. How do they don't know because they're so fixated. And look, Alex, outside of your audience, outside of some of the audiences of people that are really probing to try to find what's accurate, and they're going to hear some things from you and they'll agree and they'll disagree. They'll hear some from me and they'll agree and disagree. They'll go and look for other stuff. If you're not out there probing like left-wing media, right-wing media, like weirdo independent media that has like some unknown, you know, angle, if you're not constantly being a skeptic and trying to peel back the layers and go, okay, Serafin's got a bias, you know, Jones has a bias, we all have a bias. Like, can you line up all the things and try to figure out like, okay, how does this work and how do
yeah,
I
my
avoid
bias
confirmation
is trying to get
bias?
It right. I mean, yeah,
we're all trying to do that, and we all are limited because we're human beings. We're imperfect, and we're on this earth doing the best we can. But at the end of the day, like there are people, a lot of people that are not in your audience, not in my audience, that are just they wake up and they turn on Fox News, and that's the truth. Maybe they don't look at any news.
Oh, I've gotten hundreds
like a lot
of phone
of FBI
calls,
agents.
Emails apologizing because they just digitized, already classified Operation Artichoke to poison the U.S. population through food and shots and water to make us more manageable. Yeah, it's official policy, folks. It's in other documents. People are like, it's true, it's true. I told people decades ago about this stuff.
And nobody looks at it, nobody looks it up, or they go, you know what, Alex Jones has been discredited, which is why they attack guys like you. They go, Alex Jones is not a credible source. It's like, well, maybe he is on some things and maybe he's not on others. He's a human being. Like, you're not saying that you're giving truth, but you're looking for it. And so anyway, there's a lot of people that are in all these government agencies that are completely out of touch. They had no idea what they were revealing. But I think that the people that needed to know did know, Alex. I think that's pretty clear. And I think the dangerous, and probably this is what we're really seeing, this is what the real fallout is. A lot of stuff has been exposed that is just on the margins of being dangerous to these people, and they're realizing how bad it is. And so you're seeing reactions that are very theatrical, like arresting a prince. You think they didn't know he was giving those documents away? You think they didn't know what sort of stuff he was involved in? There's like 100% chance that they did.
He was given authorization to do it.
That's right. But they're gonna save face right now. So these are face saving activities. We're gonna put the guy from Norway in. He's gonna do a suicide attempt. Like everyone's gonna be, like people are gonna walk away from their companies. People are gonna leave their law firms. People are gonna act like, oh my God. You know who's not leaving is Howard Lutnick. That's kind of interesting. Cause he's kind of got some real strange things to keep proving
Larry
to be
Summers
not true.
Summers is left. What do you make of Lutnick? Now we learn he didn't just lie about one of the island once, but multiple times. He lied about only meeting him once with his wife, creepy, and all that. And now insider trading 9/11, his son buying up all of anybody that would sell their insurance on if the tariffs got reversed. I mean, this doesn't look good.
So there are two reasons that he could act that way. And they're always this, it always comes out of these two things, right? So it's the binary. So people are going to have to weigh what they think. One possibility is he's totally innocent and he's just a man who's like happens to be in a circumstance that looked really bad and it looks bad. And he knows like, look, I didn't do anything wrong. So I'm going to stick it out. And then the other is that he did everything and a lot worse and he better stick it out because
remember,
otherwise that other stuff comes out.
The executive order, I checked it out with two other lawyers that even Kavanaugh said, what Trump did is constitutional, but this is written wrong. And then he writes
yeah,
it wrong
there are
and
ways
his kids cash in on, go ahead.
Yeah, there's ways that you can do it. And look, I'm not a big fan of the tariff idea only because it should have come with a huge chunk of, it should have been in conjunction with Doge. If we're just being really honest, if we want to be conservative people, the whole point was, is Donald Trump said, we're going to fund the U.S. government with tariffs and we're going to get rid of the IRS. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
So that would involve 80% of the government getting cut, all the fraud, waste and abuse, all the garbage. The whole Doge mission would have had to actually be successful. And then you can fund a whole bunch of government with tariff and that'd be amazing.
Elon got run out as soon as he wanted to go after the Pentagon and CIA.
That's exactly it. And so, you know, the mission basically stalled there. So the tariff thing seems like we're trying to put a Band-Aid on a huge bleed. It doesn't make a difference to me. I think it's dumb. But I also noticed that the people who are involved in certain things and may either, and whether he profited or not, the optics on it were terrible. The letters were confirmed that his old firm, the investment bank, which is called Cantor Fitzgerald, apparently was like offering to buy them. Whether they actually bought them or not,
they filed that they bought them. Now they say, oh, we really didn't. You got to love
that. I saw that too. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, there's two things you can do if you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar. You can own it and you can ask for mercy and you can hope the public goes with it, or you could try to do the thing where you say,
well,
it wasn't me.
Well, here's a gross analogy. It's like your neighbor comes home and you're on top of his wife inside of her and you just say, oh, I was working on the roof and fell to the ceiling and just fell into your wife. I mean, no one's buying that.
Unless they want to buy it, right? If somebody needs to delude themselves,
yeah,
there's plenty of people out there.
What's that Latin phrase people want to be lied to? I forget what it is.
Not off the top of my head. Maybe your crew's got it. But at the end of the day, that's what we're looking at, though. There's plenty of people. I remember you've had Viva Fry on a bunch, and one of the things he told me was, if somebody is guilty, you know, they're gonna definitely sue, and if they're not guilty, then they're definitely gonna sue because the behavior is gonna be the same. So you know that's why it's hard looking at Lutnick, because if he did what they think and he did worse, he definitely is gonna deny.
I was about to say when people are guilty, they're more apt to sue you because then it makes them look innocent.
That's it. That's exactly right. So anyway, there's not going to be like behaviorally. I'm just looking at the circumstances out there. I'm looking at what this stuff keeps doing. And what I'm seeing is that other nations, not the United States, seem very comfortable with doing a bunch of cover up theater. And it seems like people in the U.S. don't seem to worry about that. And
well, let's bring it back to this, because it is such a bombshell that in the emails, Israel's basically running the lair of Epstein in New York. That is just beyond sensational. And I don't see how they. And we need to look at pull it back up. What are the dates there? Because Netanyahu's claiming it stopped after Ehud Barak left. He's saying, no, Ehud Barak was running Epstein, which we pretty much know. He's a Rothschild agent.
Installed in 2016 was when the equipment started being installed and the emails go back through there. So who knows if it was stuff that was being done in a different way at a previous time.
Well, these are just the emails that we see. Officially, why would the Israeli intelligence officially admit they put in security equipment?
Well, they're not officially admitting it. They're doing a private email exchange. And here's the other thing that we have to remember too, Alex, because I think other people don't necessarily, you think maybe, I do, certainly. If I send an email, like I assume that somebody else is reading that stuff.
I was about to say, right? a government sending it, to me, that's official. Yeah.
And if I'm sending you an email, I'm assuming it's being read by a third party. That's just the way it works.
When people get on air is even more over the top when I say in private. That's my rule. Right. Like there's nothing hidden. Exactly.
Yep. And I can attest to that from seeing the text messages. Like, nobody's going to find anything exciting that we wouldn't say in public, in our private conversations, because that's just how it is. You just know that it's going to be exposed at some point, or it could be. And if you don't know that, then you're a fool. I don't think Jeffrey Epstein was a fool. I don't think the people that run the security for the Israelis were not scared of this being exposed in an open email. Normally what you do, if you want to have that sensitive conversation, Chris Ray used to do this, you fly to the person.
Well, that's where you meet them in a garage or in a park. But that's the thing is, it was such an open secret. They all had their shields down. Because what I was told about this 50 years ago, they were all just a mass. He was more like a conduit, like a switchboard. It was just a huge. But
yeah, like an access agent is what we would usually call that. So somebody that allows access for certain individuals to other individuals. So here's, and we talked about that on my Friday podcast. People can go listen. It's worth a kind of an intelligence primer.
Yeah, explain but an access agent.
It means somebody who's able to introduce to somebody else. It's like a broker. It's a middleman. It's like, Alex, you have a program and, yeah, well, look, you've got a program. You've got an audience. People listen to what you say. You're looking for people that might want to sell something to those people. So you've got maybe an advertising agency and they say, look, I've got all these different advertisers. So they're going to introduce Alex Jones, the talent, to advertising, people that want to spend advertising dollars, and they get a cut of it. An access agent is a go-between or a cutout or a middleman or any way you want to do it. And then sometimes those people can be other things as well. And so what's crazy is because they're communicating in the open via email, that means the NSA can grab that. And if you think Jeffrey Epstein is not a counterintelligence target, then you are a very naive person.
I'm not a spy, but I've studied it a lot. The Israelis put that there in purpose. Well, and I guess that's when they're in a joint operation, they just do it more transparent. Like they would.
There's no reason. Yeah. Why would you hide if you know that the guy is already working with other intelligence agencies? And so look, we can make, this is educated speculation. This is inference from the available facts, but you can speculate from this story and the emails there with the Israelis on board that you can say United States intelligence is involved. And a lot of people speculated on how you do it. This is the direct
but
link.
Mike Minz already got that there, before.
So is everybody else.
He's running an airport with Les Wexner and it hooks back to Bush and it's CIA. And now they're finding all these planes all over the country and other, evergreen transportation type facilities.
So here's how you add to that, though, Alex. If the CIA is there, the FBI is there as well. Because even though the CIA does have limited capacity to work domestically, they really have to play ball with the FBI.
Well, let's bring that up. What about the DEA and FBI investigating him? We now learn since 2015-16 for money laundering and drug running, which I said years ago.
Yeah, that's what shows up. That's what the DEA does. The DEA does drug cases, but they often are able to follow the money, and that's how they get it done. So the DEA does money and drugs. The FBI does just money in the pure white collar space.
The Middle East, Switzerland, Europe, Russia. I got a bunch of them. It's all over the world.
So right, everybody kind of alleges like that Epstein was this one thing. He's a guy, he's into underage girls, and that's it. It's like, it probably was a bunch of things that it looks like. And whatever those things were.
He's like the guy in the old movies, but I've seen here for real, where they open their trench coat and they got alcohol, guns, watches, Rolex, it's like.
So the movie Lord of War was a really good one. Nick Cage kind of giving people the kind of, it's like, what do you need? If you need that thing, then I can get access to it. You need munitions, I can get munitions. You need explosives, you need a plane, you need a tank. Like in his space, whatever he had access to, it sounds like he might have been that access agent to make some introductions there. And so if the DEA is involved, like where are the DEA files? Those should fall under DOJ. What about the intelligence agencies? What about NSA? What about CIA? What about the other sort of,
And so that's why Trump's under tremendous pressure to cover this up. But doesn't he get that it's not being covered up by incompetence or by on purpose? All the stuff they release is totally damning to foreign governments and to others, but not to him. But now.
Here's why it's not. Here's why I think it's not, Alex. Here's why I think that they are not going to give you everything you want on it, because the other people that are also implicated are, in fact, our intelligence agencies.
Of course.
And specifically, the people who are giving the files right now is the FBI. You think it doesn't implicate some dirty FBI executives that co-signed off on it, said, look, I know he's using underage girls as prostitutes. Maybe they're post-pubescent girls. Maybe they're 16, 17, but they're minors. Under federal law, that's a problem for them. But we're going to let that exploitation happen because we're getting credible intel, or because he's allowing us to place ourselves at really good agencies when we come out of these jobs. So we're all benefiting from this. Like, this is where it would get really, really ugly. And this is me making kind of an inference on what I see here and having talked to people out of New York.
Well, no, Trump has said on TV three times, it'll hurt America if this comes out. And
I think it doesn't hurt America. Yeah, I think it hurts government agencies that think that they are the same thing as America.
No, I agree, but the fact that Trump, and I had this a year ago when he first got in, I was told this, he goes, okay, it's old, it's a mess, plus they falsely implicate me, okay, let's move on, bigger fish to fry. They double back and blamed him, but he's still pigheadedly going along with it.
Yeah, you can't get away from this. And the reason why, and we talked about it the last time, I think I was with you, but there's no way to get away from this ever, because his administration is the administration where they closed the actual criminal investigation into potential co-conspirators. Once you no longer have the cover of an active investigation where you can say, look, we can't tell because we're still working on it, and every previous one did. So Bush had it, and Obama had it, and Trump won, and Biden, they all had ongoing investigation. That's why we can't talk about it. That's done. And whether that was an intentional thing that Todd Blanche did and pulled over on Bongino and Patel, or whether that the FBI actually helped them do that, because
sure,
they knew
this
would be
one of those
shots.
In the court of public opinion, this is the anti-establishment, anti-pedophile network presidency. That's bigger in voters. I get the technical you're saying.
If they do it right. Yeah, if they did it right. But the problem is that Trump does not control the FBI, which is the beginning point we made about why you're seeing the FBI actually going after their own director right now. They're leaking information on him. We didn't talk about it, but there's
like
a story in the New York Times.
I'm glad this is hurting Trump. The Democrats are trying to put me in prison, and you too. And I'm pissed because I need him to succeed. I'm getting really pissed.
That's exactly it. I spend every morning pissed off at this stuff because it was so avoidable. The story we sent you over about the New York Times, that's just more evidence that the FBI was never claimed back. It's not Donald Trump's FBI. It's the FBI's FBI, just like it was under all the previous. It just turns out that the FBI's FBI works really well under people who are more corrupt. I mean, if you're a corrupt group of people who are working and selling influence, or you're looking to try to get your next job that puts you into some really, you know, high paying position, would you rather Joe Biden, who had his son running around the world grabbing bags of cash, or would you rather have somebody who might declassify it and said they're going to go out there and gut these intelligence agencies? Like, that's a liability to you. So what's better? Destroy the credibility. And so
because Trump is good. They're setting him up, as you predicted a year ago, and he's walked right into it, which is totally disgusting.
Unfortunately, Cash Patel is trying to be a playboy, and by being a playboy, he set himself up to be destroyed as well. So I'm just going to tell you, here's what I see if they can't fix this, and I don't know how much time they have, but it's limited. If they're not going to go after and gut the agency that I used to
work at. Congress is sharpening their knives for Patel.
They've already told us. There was a reference the other day. I actually saw a tweet from one congressperson to like Jamie Raskin and said, please add this to the file. They're going to impeach. They might impeach Cash Patel before they ever come after Donald Trump. I think 2027.
Well, plus, it's perjury confirmation, as you predicted a year ago.
Yeah, he's toast. And I guarantee you that there are shadow FBI files either off books or they're being hidden, that they are keeping track of all of his misbehavior. They're going to leak some of it for PR wins, and then they're going to go after him publicly.
Well, he's such a weasel. They'll make some about Trump.
Anything's possible. He does seem like he's been really loyal to Trump so far, so that may be the only thing that he has, like his loyalty. He sure as hell wasn't loyal to me, though, I'll tell you that. And he wasn't loyal to the other guys that tried to help him out and get to the spot. So, you know, we'll see. It's going to be an ugly little moment, but this is not good for America. You know, nobody should be celebrating it.
No,
I sure as hell am
not. About it. Kyle, you'll be back soon. Kyle Sarovich, share another podcast right now. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Nice talking to you.
All right. Harrison Smith, loaded for bear, about to take over. Please remember, theauctionstore.com. Got a special sale right now, 50% off Rolls-Royce Methylene Red, despite its fact it's selling out. Thank you.
We're going to make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Supps. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesworld.com and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.